High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's home opener is between the Innerboro Buccaneers and your Strathaven Panthers.
Ball spotted, kick is away, it is long enough, and it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through with 4.4 seconds left! Deep down the middle, has a man out there, Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
...2018 is upon us, folks. The students are not back in the classroom just yet, still 10 days away from the opening of school here in Wallingford, but the student-athletes have been hard at work on the practice fields, starting with your Strathaven Panther football team. Coming off a 6-6 record last year, a playoff win for the first time in 5 years, and Coach Clancy's 300th career win at Bishop Shanahan in the opening round of the District 1 playoffs vaulted the team, hopefully, back into relevance in the 5A District 1 playoff picture year in and year out, and certainly moving forward in the Central League. They get a chance to do it all over again starting tonight for the fourth year in a row. Going to open with the guys from Prospect Park, head coach Steve Lennox, one of the winningest coaches in Pennsylvania history in his own right, and certainly has the Bucks ready to roll as they've knocked off Strathaven for three straight. Panthers looking for their first opening week win since 2014, and it starts here tonight at George L. King Field. Good evening, everyone, on a beautiful night for football here in Wallingford. I'm Brian Carroll, bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer joining us as well. We'll have Pete Fulginetti on in a little while. And a couple handfuls of members of the marching band. The band will be 400 deep again this year, but tonight just a couple dozen. So we thank those kids for cutting their summer vacation just a little bit short and bringing a little bit of atmosphere to a sparsely populated stadium at the moment. But hey, as the PIAA has moved the season to an earlier start, everybody's schedule's adjusted. But we saw the Panthers 6 days ago in a scrimmage against Westchester East. And, Mike, we are looking for big things this year and hopefully a little more spark than last week's scrimmage. But now that the pads are on for real, the lights will be on momentarily and hopefully a quick start here for the 2018 version of the Panthers.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, when we were in the situation of last week, the Panthers just looked a little lackadaisical, I guess, for lack of anything else. They just didn't seem to necessarily want to be there. There was no snap in their step, not a lot of enthusiasm. You know, you're going to have a bad day. Scrimmage isn't a bad time to do it. Now, I do remind listeners that last year they had a pretty good scrimmage last year and then went on and had a tough opening season. So, you know, maybe it's an omen, maybe it's not, maybe just the way it goes. But we are expecting good things from them. A lot of returning seniors coming back, certainly a returning quarterback, second year starter. You know, that's all very advantageous in high school football. So we're looking forward to some good things. I think we have a pretty good backfield. We've got brought up decent kids from the freshman squad to end up on the line. We had a lot of line graduates. We're really looking for good things to happen, and this is the way it starts is right here. Innerboro is always tough. They always play us tough. I can't remember a game with Innerboro that it wasn't just a lot of grinding away. And Innerboro in this particular case has got a throwing game that I think we're going to have to be extremely concerned about.
Well, Innerboro, again, in the last 3 years have knocked off the Panthers 20-0 in 2015, a 36-35 thriller here 2 years ago where the Panthers led by two scores in the fourth quarter, but had no answers for tailback Chris Thomas that night. He went to the tune of 5 touchdowns and a 2-point conversion with a minute and change left, and the Panthers fell by a point, 36-35. Last year, Panthers' slow first half, stayed tight into the midway through the third quarter, but 13-7 turned into 26-7 very quickly and finished 26-13 Interborough. So the Panthers won the first seven meetings between these two teams through 2002, and now as they've renewed the series, the Bucks have taken the last three. So Coach Lennox over on the far sideline, he had a tough end of season with this squad. Finished 5-7 a year ago. We're sitting pretty at 5-4, but then lost to Academy Park in their season finale. No slouch there. Lost to Pottsgrove in the first round of the playoffs, and then after that lost badly to Ridley on Thanksgiving morning. So the Bucks looking to turn it around. A number of new starters. Mike mentioned a moment ago the idea of a two-year starter at quarterback. That's Jared Delaprescoli. He threw for over 600 yards and five scores last year. And this team may air it out just a little bit more than we're used to seeing. A lot of ground and pound typically from Coach Lennox and Coach Clancy. I remember some very fast-moving games in Week 1 the last 3 years. But we've seen in their scrimmage a week ago and even in the warm-up tonight, a little bit of shotgun formation and a few other wrinkles that might be a little different from the guys from Prospect Park. Also joining us tonight, Pete Fulgenetti. Pete, good to have you back.
Oh, it's great to be back, Brian. I'm really, really looking forward to the season. We have a season three-year starting quarterback, and I expect some good things from this team this year. I'm hoping for a real successful year, and of course we'll find out very shortly.
You'll hear from Pete at halftime as well. We may have some other guests and a whole lot of other scores from District 1 and District 12 to share with you. But in the meantime, we are doing what we can to get things started here. The captains will meet momentarily at midfield. Interborough is making their way to the field as we speak. The Panthers have made their appearance. They are in all black tonight from head to toe. Silver helmets, silver numerals on the front and back. And the Bucks in their road whites, black helmets with yellow trim and gold pants over on that far sideline for Coach Lennox. So Interborough lost in the 4A district final 2 years ago, 27-26 to Pottsgrove. Lost in a little more of a lopsided game last year to Pottsgrove in the quarterfinals. But the other news, of course, is that last year ended a two-year cycle where they reclassified the size of the schools and moved things around. So there's a different look here. 4A has a very different look. Seven teams in 4A versus just four a year ago. But Interborough is not one of them. They actually have a few more boys in the school and are moved up to 5A this year. So this is and I was joking with assistant coach Dan Schaefer before, and I said, you know, this is a team you could see again, maybe week 11 or week 12. So with that in mind, with the idea that these two teams could play again, they may have to rethink things on who you want to play in week one now that Interborough is a 5A school and you could see them again in the playoffs. But, you know, again, some Interborough moves up. Chester moves up from 5A to 6A.
Right.
A couple other teams move backwards. Bishop Shanahan, who the Panthers beat in the first round, they move down to 4A now. So there's, again, just a different look every year. We'll worry about playoffs closer to week 8, week 9, week 10.
Week 3 or 4.
Well, right. But honestly, this is a game tonight against another 5A school. They match up very similarly size-wise, numbers-wise in terms of the roster. Both rosters with about 40 players on them and should be really a not much of a contrast in style either. Both teams like to run it, play pretty straightforward football and tough defense. I mentioned a moment ago we should be getting some score updates from around District 1 and District 12. That includes some games in the cinch featuring Central League teams tonight. Just a quick heads up, Marple Newtown hosting Kip DuBois Collegiate Academy out of Philadelphia. Lower Marion at Chichester tonight. Conestoga, we started to say, Upper Darby is at Bonner Prendergast tonight, which is actually out their home field. It's at Upper Darby High School, Battle of Lansdowne Avenue, Upper Darby and Bonner Prendy. Unionville at Garnet Valley. Garnet Valley coming off a District 1 6A final appearance from a year ago. Pencrest hosting Sun Valley. Springfield Delco is at Glen Mills as well. So we'll try to get some updates there. Harriton, also in the Central League, they had a 5 o'clock start tonight. They lead Valley Forge Military Academy 7-0 at halftime. So Archbishop Carroll has actually gone final as well. Archbishop Carroll 42, only Charter 8. So Carroll wins it. And another 5 o'clock start tonight up in the Suburban One League. Upper Dublin leads Norristown at the moment 21-0. So we'll try to keep you posted. Thanks to all our buddies at WNPV for the coverage in the Suburban One area, GarnetValleyFootball.com, and so many others at the Delco Times and other local outlets that are tweeting and so forth. But Innerborough will receive the opening kickoff and move left to right in front of us. But in the meantime, as the captains shake hands at midfield, that's Ryan Krause, Ethan Belleville, and Jake Fisher, shaking hands with Tim Convery, quarterback Jared Della Priscoli, and number four, Andrew Grebe of Innerborough. The teams are ready to rock and roll, but we're going to take a pause here. We'll be back for the tail end of the national anthem. And the opening kickoff. Ready to rock and roll here at George L. King Field. Back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
That's the 12th man, the Strathaven Marching Unit. We will hear much more from them later on. Not sure that we're going to see a field show tonight with just a couple dozen kids here, but certainly looking forward to a highlight in the weeks ahead with the marching band. So, again, we will keep you posted on their whereabouts and not knowing what to expect next week when we host Lower Marion here at home again, but certainly after school resumes after Labor Day, we should be ready to rock and roll. So, with that in mind, Panthers ready to tee it up at the 40-yard line. Junior kicker now, already a two-year starter, Emmett Young, one of the best and most successful in the Central League the last 2 years. Now a junior wearing number 14, has it teed halfway between the hashes at the 40-yard line, and standing deep to return for Innerborough, number four, Andrew Grebe, Tim Convery, who returned a punt 90 yards for a touchdown against the Panthers last year. They flank number 34, Mike Moore, who will be the featured tailback tonight as well. So, with that in mind, no wind to speak of. Beautiful night for football, and we are ready to go. The referee has blown the whistle, hand in the air for Emmett Young, and we are ready to go. Emmett approaches high, line drive kick is going to come down to Grebe at about the 10-yard line. Comes straight up the middle with it, cuts to his right up this near side. He runs through the ball on the ground, scramble for it. Emmett Young, and it's recovered by number 43, John Wilson. Wilson with an impact immediately. The junior newcomer pounces on the fumble, and the Panthers have it at the 48-yard line. Welcome to Strathaven, John.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Panthers offense.
43 recovered.
Panthers offense will be led by Jake Fisher at quarterback. Zach Hussein is your fullback. Ebo Pio and Ethan Belleville are the halfbacks. Tight end is Evan Blake. Center is Mike Golay. Split end is Arian Ford. They go two tights with Ford in there right now. Burke, Lesher are the guards. Dowdy and Krause are the tackles. This is off left tackle. This is Zach Hussein. Powers his way near first down yardage, and he's down to the 41-yard line. Give him 11 on his first touch of the season. Great work by the left side of the line. Panthers go no huddle. Look at this. 41-yard line, first and 10. Two tight ends. Ford to the left. Evan Blake to the right. Wing to the right is Ethan Belleville. On first and 10, it's Hussein up the middle. This time, not much doing. Good work that time by number 6, James Odowenko, along with number 70, Mike Billups. Interborough defense includes Mike Moore and Ricky Neal, Mike Billups, and Sammy Mouthy up front. James Odawenko, Marquise Bird, and Shane Langston are your linebackers. Secondary we'll get to in just a moment. Call it second down and 10. From the 41 again, Panthers again with two tight ends. This is Ethan Belleville off the left side, following his blockers, staying low, and he's inside the 40, down to the 37 for a gain of 4. Belleville started at tight end a year ago, and he's moved to the halfback spot for his senior year. Andrew Grebe on the stop for the Bucks. Try to keep you posted on other scores here momentarily as we get going, but here, third down and 6 for the Panthers. From the 37, probably 4-down territory, this is Hussein off left side, shedding tackles, spins his way near first down yardage. I think he'll be at just a yard short, maybe. I think they'll mark this at about the 33. He needs about a yard and a half, or third and fourth and 2, I guess. All right, Panthers will go for it on 4th and 2. Big stop here needed for the Bucks. 9 in the box. Quarterback keeper, this is Jake Fisher across 30-yard line. Quick snap, and off the left guard he goes to the 27-yard line. Gain of 6 for Fisher. Great execution by the Panthers right there.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for. I mean, so far so good. Obviously, the turnover was critical, but to put some points on the board from this would be a great, great coup.
New set of downs here for the Panthers. Give on the first carry of the game is Ebo Pio off the right side, and he spins his way to first down yardage inside the 20 to the 16. Caught the 17, give him 10. And Ebo Pio, a year ago, as a sophomore, certainly contributed on the offensive side, 362 yards rushing and a touchdown, including in the season-long 84-yarder against Pencrest, has 48 yards receiving and a score as well. Looking for a bigger role here, Pio lines up as the I back, as they show I formation for the first time. Fullback in front is Hussein. Pio goes straight up the gut, and not much doing this time. Maybe two this time for the junior. And we'll see how things are going here. But the Panthers certainly have to feel good about the start to this game. Drive started at the 48-yard line after John Wilson's fumble recovery on the opening kickoff. And now, in the red zone, second down at 8. They'll snap it from the 15-yard line. Goulet over the ball at center. Two tight ends, Ford to the right, Blake to the left. 9 men in the box for the Bucks. Motion man is Pio. They give it to Hussein, who's going to lower his shoulder and take it near the 10, just shy of the 10 to the 11. Give him 4 more. 4 carries, 19 yards in the early part of this drive here for Zach Hussein. At over 1,100 yards.
Boy, they're making it interesting. Third and 5 here, or third and 4. So,
yep.
But, you know, this is classy type of football. 3, 4.
Clock ticks on the opening drive of the game. 8:25 and counting to play here in the first quarter. Panthers on the move, 3rd down and 4. Interborough shifting defensively, and they give it to Belleville off the left side, and he's wrapped up nicely. Very quick to the ball this time is number 20, Vince Kolodner. And they'll mark it at the 10 for just a yard. So Belleville stopped, brings up 4th down and 3, and Fisher going to go for it. Fisher bringing in the play. Panthers forego a 27-yard field goal attempt.
I think he'll try and draw him off sides.
We'll see. Nose of the football at the 10-yard line, halfway between the hash marks here. Fisher under center. Interborough not set just yet. Wing T, wing to the right, play fake, and Fisher looking, has time, he's going to keep it himself, inside the 10, inside the 5, lowers the shoulder and into the end zone, touchdown, Jake Fisher from 10 yards out, the senior powers his way in, and the Panthers are on the board for the first time in 2018. 7:30 to play in the opening quarter, and the Panthers cap a 52-yard scoring drive.
Well, that was pretty. It was almost a quarterback option is what it looked like. You know, he could throw it, he could run it.
Fisher with 2 big fourth down conversions there. Keeper, just a quarterback dive earlier, and that time a rollout. So now Fisher will hold. Emmett Young on for the extra point. Ethan Belleville to snap. Fisher awaits a snap. It's a good one. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is long enough, and Emmett Young is one for one on the air. 7:30 to play here in the opening quarter. Panthers score first. Be back in just a moment. See what the Bucks can do with another kickoff return. We come back. 7-0 at Georgia L. King Field on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
7:30 to play here in the opening quarter. Getting the tweet out there, and the Panthers on the board first, 7-0, and they have to feel good about that. They have last year it took them, well, 2.5 quarters to find the end zone, and at that point where they were in a 13-0 hole against Innerbro, here they jump out early before Innerbro even gets on the gets the offense on the field. So Emmett Young will tee it for the second time. Bucks looking for a different result after fumbling the opening kickoff. We'll get you other score updates momentarily, but Emmett Young ready to go again. End over end kick's going to angle towards Grebe, and he'll have it one more time. From the 10, juggles it again, but it's going to come up the left hash this time. Cuts outside to his left and has room, a wall on that far sideline. Cuts to his right, spins his way out to the 40-yard line before he's run out of bounds. Jarris Adams, the sophomore on the stop, but there's a flag back at the 20-yard line, and they're going to say illegal block against Innerbro. So first and 10 at the 42. Instead, we'll turn it into first and 10 back near the 10-yard line. When this is all said and done, in all likelihood, costly penalty for the Bucks here, and not the kind of start that Coach Lennox is looking for, a fumble and a penalty on consecutive kick returns. Well, see what the Panther defense can do to keep the field position where it is, but in the meantime, Innerbro starts Jared Della Prescoli at quarterback, Mike Moore and Andrew Grebe in the backfield, Tim Convery and Shane Langston are your receivers, tight end is James Odowenko, Zach Keeney, Ryan Gallinaw, Mike Billups, Ricky Neal, and Alec Wood are the five down linemen. They go I formation, two receivers to the right. Mike Moore is the tailback, and he has it off the right tackle, and he's going to dance his way to the outside and then wrapped up by Arian Ford and others, but not before he picks up 10 yards and a Bucks first down. Panthers are going to have to stop dive. They're going to have to stop power. But they're going to have their hands full with a talented back in Mike Moore. Not eye-popping numbers last year as he shared time with Callie Couturier and a couple others. But in the meantime, Grebe, slot right, split right next to him is Convery. Fullback dive right up the middle, and this time John Prochniak and Luke Healy are waiting for him. Healy on the stop after a gain of just one.
Who carried eight?
Number eight is the fullback, Shane Langston. So Langston on the carry for just a yard. It brings up second down and 9. Panther defense includes Ryan Krause, Sam Burke, Matt Dowdy, and Ethan Belleville up front. John Prochniak and Luke Healy, the inside backers. John Wilson and Evan Blake, the outside backers. Corners Arian Ford and J.S. Davis. Ebo Pio is your free safety. On second and 9 from the 21, Darryl Pliskoli wants to throw it for the first time in and out of the hands of a lunging Tim Convery out at the 26. In coverage was Arian Ford, but in the meantime brings up third down and 9 after the incompletion. Well, just a quick three-step drop, trying to get your quarterback some confidence, but now you're third and long here, and Coach Lennox over the years has been relatively conservative with play calling, likes to keep it on the ground, but knows that his quarterback's his most experienced offensive player at this point. So now they go four wide, two receivers to either side, shotgun look on the right hip is Moore. And they give it inside to Moore, right up the middle. They spread him out, and Moore's got first down yardage before Wilson and others knock him down in the secondary out to the 33. So we mentioned, hey, they'll play a conservative, play it safe. It just gave Moore a whole lot of running room there.
Yeah, and that was a tackling error for the Panthers because they had two or three guys that wrapped him, but nobody could put him down. That's going to have to stop, obviously. Get opportunities like that, you got to stop the running back.
Well blocked at the original line of scrimmage, and now the official's going to call timeout. They did talk before the game that midway through each quarter, as long as it's not disrupting any significant momentum for any team. They are going to give the teams a water break, try to avoid some cramping. Normally this, I shouldn't say normally anymore. In years past, I should say, you'd still be in the second week of camp, weather-wise and everything else. Now, they've had 2 weeks of camp, but, again, this is not the hottest opener we've ever had. But
but still, it's, better to be safe. The momentum is certainly important, but not as important as safety. So
that's right. So at this rate, we'll just have these mid-quarter water breaks for each team. And, again, the referees said even the between quarters, there won't typically be a they aren't going to enforce probably the 1 minute between quarters for the most part, so as long as the guys are just getting a drink of water. So here we go. See what happens here with a new set of downs for Jared Delaprescoli and the Interborough offense. They're out at their 33-yard line now, first and 10. Clock restarts, 6:05, 6:04 and counting to play here in the first quarter. Tight end to the left. Wing to the right, a Convery split to the right, and on a little counter, the give is to Grebe, and he bounces to the left off of one tackle, but nice work there by Evan Blake to ride him down, help from Jaiz Davis, but Grebe picks up just a couple out to the 35-yard line. Andrew Grebe expected to be a contributor, significant contributor on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. Not the kind of start to the game he wanted when he fumbled the opening kickoff out near midfield, but Bucks on the move now. Started back at near their 10-yard line. A couple of long runs from Mike Moore, and they have it now 2nd and 9. This is Moore for a third time.
Ooh.
Oh, he's tripped up at the line there by Healy, or maybe Belleville got a handful of shoelace there. Out to the 37. It was Healy on the stop, and forward progress will give him all the way to the 39. So generous spot there, and it brings up 3rd down and 4.
That is generous. Why would they put? I would think, his knee didn't stop. He was kind of rotating a little bit.
All right. Gain of 4 for Moore. 3 carries for 27 yards in the early going. He dots the eye. 2 receivers to the right of Delaprescoli on 3rd and 4. Moore one more time off the right side, and he's got a first down yardage again. Crossed the 45, driving the pile, the 200-pounder out near the midfield stripe. Give him almost, give him 10 more. Panthers, new coming in. The word beast was described beforehand, so he is going to be tough to deal with, but they're going to have to get more hats on him and wrap up a little lower probably.
I was going to say, they really got to take his legs out from under him. You try to grab him around the waist or upper body, you're just asking for a ride.
Garnet Valley on top of Unionville, 7-0 late in the first quarter. Here, 7-0 Strathaven, 4 minutes and change here in the opening quarter. Ball bounced back to Delaprescoli in the shotgun snap, but he's going to make something out of nothing here up the near sideline and run out of bounds by Jaiz Davis at the Strathaven 41. He's near first down yardage again. We'll see. Low snap, kind of threw off the timing of everybody, offense and defense here, but good heads-up play by Delaprescoli, and are they going to move the chains? Yes, okay. Give him 10. And Interborough just handing it right back to the Panthers right now as far as you threw the first punch, and they're coming right back with it. Started this drive back near their 10-yard line, and now in Panther territory, 1st and 10 from the 41. They'll snap from the right hash.
And this is when defense really starts to feel the fatigue. First game of the year, it's warm, playing both sides. This is where it really starts to wear defense down.
James Uduwenko, tight end, to the left. They give it to Moore off the right side again, and he barrels his way across the 40. Panthers did well there. Corey Harris into the game now at defensive end. He and Wilson on the stop. And we got put it down at the 37-yard line. Gain of 4 more for Mike Moore. 5 carries, 41 yards for the senior. 6 foot, 200-pounder. Kind of an upright running style, but strong, strong, strong. He's a young man who didn't play as a sophomore. They kind of talked him onto the field last year. He chipped in on the defensive line, and now big-time contributor on the offense. Uduwenko split to the left. 2 receivers to either side now. Shotgun look. Delaprescoli in the gun. Moore right next to him. Back to pass. Delaprescoli looks. Fires down the seam. He's got Grebe at the 20-yard line. He's dropped there by Ibo Pio, but 17 yards on the completion. Delaprescoli right on the money with that one.
I'm surprised it took him that long to start throwing it.
Well, tried it once, juggled in and out, but they've moved it on the ground hot like a hot knife through butter, really.
Yep.
to this point. 3:15, 3:14 and counting here to go in the first quarter. Interboro in the red zone now, nose of the football on the 20-yard line. All right. Sun Valley leads 14-0.
Over
Pencrest at the moment.
Okay.
Here, Interboro trying to even the score. Toss left to Moore. Panthers string that one out pretty nicely that time. John Prochniak, the junior, in on the stop there. Spot this one at the, well, so they're still going to give him 4 yards.
I think I'm at the 17. You're going 16?
We'll see. 16, give him 4. So even when the Panthers looked like they reacted well and got to the ball quickly, Moore still falls forward for 4. That's good lean from the senior here. Always moving forward. Convery, split end to the right. 2 tight ends. Grebe to the right. Udawenko to the left. Moore one more time, and he's going to run to the near side, and he is wrapped up nicely this time. Sam Burke got a hold of his waist and then got some help there from Evan Blake and others.
And needed some help.
Yep. Great job by Burke penetrating through the middle. And it's going to bring up 3rd down. And about 6. All right. Burke has had a really good camp. They're feeling really good about the junior at defensive tackle. Probably their best interior lineman. Was the center on offense last year. They've lined up at guard this year. And he and Ryan Krause at defensive tackle right now. Corey Harris in the game at end opposite Ethan Belleville. 3 wide receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Della Prescoli back, fires a quick hitch to the near side. Ooh. In and out of the hands, incomplete. Looking for Andrew Grebe. Ball delivered a little low, and now 4th and about 6. Decision time for Coach Lennox. Be about a 33-yard field goal. Their kicker beforehand was had distance from 45 and in the warm-up.
But they're going for the play.
They're going to try to make a play here. 4th down and just about 6. Panther defense trying to hold. 1:29 to play here in the opening quarter. Panthers lead it 7-0. Interboro will go for it. Split wide to the left side. Stretched all the way out there is Udawenko. Shotgun look. Della Prescoli back. Looking, scrambling, looking in trouble now. Corey Harris on his back. Still gets away from 1 man. 2 men's eyes are still downfield. Panthers still trying to close. Turns upfield, and Della Prescoli on the far sideline. We'll check the spot. I think he has a 1st down. He does. Mm. Oh, and then a flag comes in late.
Ooh.
Let's see. After the play. I think the result of the play is going to give him a 1st down, and then something untoward was said. We're on the far side. We'll see.
I think it was said they thought somebody hit somebody late on the side.
I don't know. We'll see. All right.
That was 2 running the ball?
Yep. That was one heck of a scramble.
Yes, it
was. 4 Panthers had a shot at it.
And the Panthers had him cordoned off, and then Peel got caught with dead feet and got around. Peel had him controlled but kind of committed inside, and he went around him.
All right. Well, we'll see how they sort this out. This is over on the far sideline. Hard to see what this will look like. Unless they're going to call a hold or something. I don't know what the look is right now. 1:16. Clock is stopped, of course. All right. Waiting for the referee. Personal foul, Strathaven, at the end of the play. So this is going to end up being a 1st down and goal to go. Would have been 1st and goal anyway from about the 10. This will be half the distance. And I'll move it in to half the distance, and they'll put it just inside the 5 on the left hash. So what a job on 4th down by both quarterbacks now, both senior quarterbacks. Fisher on the scramble for the 10-yard touchdown. And now Della Prescoli, they had him dead to rights for a sack. He gets away from it, turns it into 1st and goal now from the Panther 5-yard line.
Well, that was frustration hit on the sideline. I mean, that obviously shouldn't have happened, but
Convery split to the right, 2 tight ends this time. Well, more like a wing to the right is Grebe. They give it to Moore. I'm sorry, this is Bird into the game at tailback for the 1st time. Corey Harris rides him down, and number 32, Marquise Bird's 1st carry of the game, pushes it down to about the 3. Give him 2, and he's, again, low to the ground. I can see why they'd have him in near the goal line. 5'7", 220 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
All legs.
Yep.
He is a stocky young man, and he's strong. He plays some defensive line and linebacker for them, too.
Shades of Pete Celebrate from years ago.
Yeah, over the last couple of years, we've seen him out there, and Now he's dots the I with Moore in front of him. Wouldn't shock me to see Moore on a dive here. It is Moore right up the middle, pushing the pile, and he is just shy of the goal line, I believe. No signal here from the line judge. It's going to be third down and goal to go. Clock ticks, 23, 22 seconds to play here in the opening quarter, and Moore picks up two and change. Eight carries on this drive for 47 yards.
Well, this has been an impressive drive by both offenses and a less than impressive drive on behalf of both defenses. So we'll see where that changes as we wind down. We're going to be at the end of the first quarter right here.
3-2-1. We've gotten to the end of it. And the Panthers come out of the first 12 minutes with a 7-0 lead, but the Bucks knocking on the door. It'll be third and goal to go from inside the one when we come back. Be back in 30 seconds. Stick with us. Opening weekend of football here in Pennsylvania. Glad you're with us on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary. Pete Fulginetti joining us as well on HavenFootball.net. Our, what are we on? Our 13th year on of broadcasting here. Starting since 2006. I've been doing it longer than that with the radio network. But, boy, this has been a lot of fun bringing it to you wherever you are in the world, live or on the archive. And the Panthers with a good start in the first quarter. But now play 16 of the drive upcoming here for Innerboro. They'll open the second quarter, moving right to left now with the football just inside the Panther one-yard line. Third and goal to go. Certainly four-down territory from here. Unless something drastic happens on third down, I guess. They went for it on fourth down and five from the 15, so here we go. Del Priscoli going to keep it himself. Moore pushing him forward and into the end zone, and each quarterback with a touchdown. Extra point pending, but the Bucks are on the board at 11:57 mark of the second quarter. 16-play drive capped by Jared Del Priscoli's one-yard keeper. He had two big scrambles during that drive, one on a low snap that bounced back to him and he just on a broken play, and one on that big fourth down conversion. Jordan Howe on for the extra point, number 16. We'll see. Della Priscoli will hold. And the long snapper is number 75, Alec Wood. Hard count, and the Panthers,
they go for two now.
Yeah, offsides on the defense here, and now here comes Mike Moore in the offense coming back on the field. They're going to say, yeah, we'll go for two, I think.
Yep.
Howe heads to the sideline, and the Panthers may have made a costly mistake here. Leading 7-6, the Bucks will forego the extra point attempt and try for two. Half the distance penalty here, and Bird checks out. Moore checks in. And see if the Panther defense can hold up from inside the two-yard line.
Sneak
now.
Quarterback sneak one more time.
I formation. Give is to Moore off the right side. He goes in untouched. 8-7 Innerboro. And, boy, they took Strathaven's best punch on the opening drive and answer with a 90-yard scoring drive of their own. Bucks aren't going away at all. So we're going to take a short timeout, see if the Panthers can answer. 11:57 to play here in the first half. Glad you're with us. Here on HavenFootball.net.
Oops, sorry. Hang on there.
Yeah, it's all right. We're going to keep talking.
There we go. Just keep rambling on.
Glad to be here. All right, be back in a moment.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610 543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Quite a scoring drive there for Innerboro. Jared Della Priscoli with a one-yard run at the 11:57 mark of this second quarter. And Panthers now will get the kick return team on for the first time this year. Pio, Blake, and Belleville stand deep at just inside the 15-yard line. Jordan Howe has it teed and hits a high end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to Evan Blake. Blake looking for room across the 20, dances out to the left, sheds a tackle, spins his way across the 30 out to the 34-yard line. So the sophomore has the Panthers in decent shape here to start things. Checking in at offensive tackle, Jack Henry for this series. Mike Goulet is in there at center. 64, Matt Dowdy. And number 50, Zach Lesher in there at left guard. So they do want to rotate, Krause on occasion, rotate Henry and Dowdy at times just to try to give these guys a breather, these two-way linemen especially. 8-7 Innerboro. Strathaven's second drive of the night begins at their 33-yard line. Gives to Ebo Pio, looking for room off the right side. He bounces it outside, tries to turn the corner, stiff arm, and then there's a handful of jersey, I guess, not face mask.
It looked like a face mask. Right.
Pio picks up three, and it brings up second down and seven. Well, Panthers, at the very least, need to move the sticks a couple of times here and give their defense a chance to breathe a little bit.
Right.
Pio, three carries for 15 yards here in the early going. He sets up wing to the left behind the tight end Wilson. Forward tight end to the right. Again, nine men in the box here for Innerboro. Fisher, give, play fake, and now it's Pio again off this near sideline. Cuts behind Lesher, shakes two tackles across the 40-yard line. Tough, tough running for the 155-pounder.
Because he didn't get much help blocking. He shifted right off the block and was right in his face.
He was ahead of his blocker that time. And to the 40-yard line he goes, brings up third down and about three. Good work there by Ebo. Panthers trying to get something going here off that right side. Clock stopped at 11:03 here in the second quarter. Fisher under center with two tight ends in front of him. Gives to Pio one more time. Dances back across the 40 to the 41, maybe. Maybe a yard. And now fourth and two and decision time here for Coach
Clancy. Oh, he's got a kick in it.
Yeah, but you've got an injured player here.
Is that Pio? No.
Can't see who this is. This is Lesher, I believe, at left guard. So the Panthers are going to need an injury timeout here. We won't speculate too much here, but Not looking good right now. So we're going to take a short timeout. Be back, and thanks to all of our sponsors. Keep an eye on number 50, Zach Lesher, and we'll be back in just a moment here on HavenFootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Zach Lesher being helped from the field at the moment, and the Panthers are going to keep the offense on the field from their own 41, trailing by a point, trying to get the momentum back here.
Oh,
16-play scoring drive for the Bucs, and the Panthers say we're going to try to keep the ball here. Fourth and two from their own 41.
Got to try to draw them, but it's a dangerous move, boy.
Still eight man in the box. Hard count, and now both teams move, and yeah. I think Innerboro jumped first, and
yep.
Then the Panthers moved after that. So the officials are going to talk it over here. Hard count from Fisher. We'll see. Dead ball,
yep.
False
yep.
start
yep.
is the call against Strathaven. So mental mistakes here for the Panthers. Jumping offsides and false start cost them the two-point conversion a moment ago, and now a chance to go for it on fourth and short. Instead, punt team on for the first time for either team. Tim Convery on the near side stands deep to return. He ran one back 90 yards against the Panthers a year ago. Ryan Krause to kick it away. Ethan Belleville will snap it. Krause awaits the snap. Has it bounce back to him, and now here's heavy pressure. Krause steps away from it, still gets it away. Heck of a job by Krause just to get rid of it. But this is going to go out of bounds at the midfield stripe. It's going to net about 14 yards on the punt as the snap rolled back to him.
We got something rolling back here. You say he took a knee when he went to get the...
No. No, I don't think so.
Oh.
Oh, no, at the 45. Okay. Oh, okay. He was directing the linesman here.
Okay.
You're going to end up with a 9-yard punt. Low snap dooms the Panthers right there. So, a couple encouraging start here for the Strathaven Panthers, but now it's been pretty sloppy since. Time to get things going here for the Panther defense. Need a three and out or something quick. I formation, wing to the right is Grebe. It's Mike Moore. Now back to pass, Della Priscoli firing to the outside, incomplete, shoots a little too low for Convery out near the first down marker. Brings up second down and 10, but I like the call there. Throwing on first down, even if you go incomplete there, you're going to have...
And that was a bullet.
Yep.
That wasn't going to get picked off so easily.
As well as they've run the ball thus far, I mean, Moore right now is averaging about 6 yards a carry. So at this point, can deal with second down and 10. But in the meantime, Panthers are on their heels a bit. Need a big play on defense. Second down and 10. Della Priscoli back to pass a second time. Looking again. Firing this time. It is juggled and incomplete. Nice work there by Ebo Pio. Closing quickly
almost
on Grebe.
Almost picked it off, too.
Grebe had his hands on it for a moment. But Ebo Pio arrives just in time to knock it away at the 35. Third down and 10. So much for my call on, hey, just keep it on the ground. Wouldn't shock me. They did run on third and long and picked up a first down earlier.
Yeah, well, it's hard to guess at this stage of the game. You know, everybody's trying to guess. So it's
four wide receivers.
Sure looks like a pass.
Split to either side, slot to either side. Grebe goes in motion. They run option to that far sideline. Grebe with Moore in front of him. He ducks inside, and he is met by a wall of tacklers. Good work there by Corey Harris and John Prochniak to stop him after a gain of almost four. So now fourth and six. And Della Priscoli doubles as the punter. So, you know, if they go for it, and looks like they will, I think. Well, don't know that for sure. And, yeah, they are in punt formation now. All right, Jais Davis and Ebo Pio stand deep to return. Della Priscoli in punt formation, but wouldn't put anything past him as he can certainly throw it. High spiral. It's going to come to Ebo Pio at the 15-yard line. Makes one man miss, second man miss, and up the left hash. And Pio with some speed across the 25-yard line to the 26. Nice work there by number 66, Ryan Gallinaw, where Pio's going a long way. So the Panthers dodge a bullet there. Short punt, but the Panthers' defense comes up big, forces the three and out, and Innerbro, leading 8-7 now, has to deal with the Panther offense starting from their own 27-yard line. Pio comes out to catch his breath. Evan Blake in the game at tight end now. In the backfield, Belleville, Prochniak are the halfbacks. Fullback is Zach Hussein. Again, nine men in the box here for the Bucks. They give it to Belleville with room off the left side. Ball on the ground, but Belleville pounces on it. Nice work there, and a fortunate bounce for Belleville that it lands right back in his lap after a gain of three. Whew. Well, we said there's Panthers fast start, but some mistakes recently, and
yeah, well,
that was one that could have been
getting a little sloppy.
Catastrophic. Pensbury leads Academy Park 7-0. LaSalle 7, Imhotep 6. Sun Valley is up 26-0 here. Give is to Zach Hussein right up the middle. 45, midfield. Big Zach carrying people into Innerboro territory. Down to the 46-yard line. How's that for an answer? 37 yards for Hussein, right up the gut. And that could get things going. I'll have to be quicker to the snap count there. I'd look away for 1 second for a score update. And Big Zach's exploding through. Two tight end set. Ford to the right, Blake to the left. Hussein again, right up the middle he goes, and he's carrying people inside the 40 down to the 36. Give him seven more. Well, I like that the Panthers have mixed it up early, but this is starting to feel more like a fullback straight-ahead kind of a game.
Well, you know, they gave it to Pio three times in a row, which I didn't understand. But we'll see how it goes. I like mixing it up because it just keeps everybody guessing. Of course, you could say, well, they think they're going to give it to the other guy, so we're going to give it back to Pio. It's a lot of chess match.
Yeah, and certainly as you get into the latter part of the game, want some guys fresh. Prochniak's first carry of the game. He's going to cut it off the right side and tumble his way down to the 31. That'll move the sticks. Gain of five for Prochniak out of the halfback spot. Brings up first and 10 at the 31. They move the chains. So Zach Lesher still getting some attention here on the sideline. Chris Tagliaterra has checked in at left guard in his place. The senior had some injury issues last year, but good to see him back on first and 10. Give his Debo Pio off the right side, cuts it back, and bounces his way down to the 26-yard line, and then a flag comes in late. You're going to tack on 15 here. Pio dropped at the 26-yard line after a gain of five, and I think they're going to move it forward a bunch here as a
You got to pull up when the man's on the ground. Man's on the ground, whistle's blown. You've got to fly over him. You've got to dig in the dirt. You got to do anything but hit him. And that was just an absolute late hit, and it just won't be tolerated anymore.
Late hit, especially anything up near the head, is going to be stopped.
Yeah, if you fall at the bottom of his feet and it's just incidental contact, that's one thing, but. Although they could call it.
Marple Newtown 14, Kiptaboy Collegiate Academy 0. Not a surprise there in the early going. Here, 8-7 Innerborough, but the Panthers knocking on the door. First and 10 from the Innerborough 13-yard line. Hussein's your fullback, wing to the left, P.O. Belleville alongside of him, and they give it to Hussein off the right side. He's going to push for a couple. Maybe three. Seven carries, 66 yards for the fullback. Comes in at 195 pounds this year. Clock ticks, 6:46, 6:45 and counting to play here in the second quarter. See Chip Carroll, former athletic director, is here to say hello.
No, I didn't see him.
No, I see him right now.
8:56.
Coming in to say hi. Split end to the left, Arian Ford. Wing to the right, Ethan Belleville. Fisher under center with 6:25 and counting to play. Here in the first half, give him a quick trap. Here is Hussein into the secondary, inside the five, and he has stood up, lifted up. But forward progress is going to give the Panthers first and goal from the three. Game
that was
eight more on a beautiful trap.
That was a beautiful quick trap. I mean, it accelerated so quickly.
74 yards on eight carries, and they'll snap it from the three at the right hash. Panthers, four cracks at it to take the lead here. They trail by a point, 8-7. 6:09, 6:08 and counting to play here in the first half. Ford, tight end to the left. Blake to the right. Pio, halfback. Fullback is Hussein. They give it to Pio off the right side. He's got room, and he dives his way into the end zone for a touchdown. Ebo Pio's first touchdown of the year, second of his career. Could not come at a better time. 13-8, extra point pending. Ebo Pio takes it in from 2 yards out, and the Panthers, really, you do the math, probably should go for two here.
They probably should.
5:51 to play
and
here.
And they are.
And they will. Okay, 5:51 to play here in the opening in the first half. Ebo Pio's 3-yard run has given the Panthers a 5-point lead, so they will go for two. Pio wing to the left. Belleville and Hussein in the backfield. Arian Ford, tight end to the right. Panthers, 2-point conversion upcoming. Hard count from Fisher. jump a flinch, but don't jump. And second effort, a nice reach there by Hussein to get the 2 points. He was met just shy of the goal line and reached the long arms out. Give him an extra effort there. 2 points for Zach Hussein. Panthers lead it by 7. Be back in just a moment. Stick with us. You're listening live to High School Football, Week 1 of District 1 action in Wallingford, right here on havenfootball.net.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on havenfootball.net.
5:51 to play here in the second quarter. Strathaven 15, Innerborough 8. Beautiful drive to answer as the Panther defense came up big there. Three and out after a very short punt. Dangerous opportunity there for Innerborough to stretch the lead to 2 scores. But good defense. Nice return by Ibo Pio to get him some breathing room. Big run by Zach Hussein for 37 yards.
That was a critical move.
And then they chip away for the final 20 yards and a 15-yard penalty against Innerborough. Didn't help the Bucks either on that one. But Innerborough still with plenty of time here. They receive the kickoff now, still moving right to left in this second quarter. On to kick it for the third time today is Emmett Young. Panthers, again, will receive the opening kickoff in the second half. So Bucks want to do something with the final 5:51 to play here in the first half. Emmett Young, line drive kick. It's going to come down to Moore at the 10-yard line. He cuts up towards the right hash to the far sideline. Across the 30, 35, still on his feet. Across the 40, still on his feet. Carrying tacklers to the midfield stripe. Mike Moore refusing to go down. Now another late flag comes in. We'll see what this is all about. Again, post-play, probably unsportsmanlike conduct, but not sure on whom. All right, we'll see. But both teams with some 15-yard flags here in the early going is not going to please the coach. Unsportsmanlike conduct, Innerborough, so they're going to move this back 15 yards after a terrific return from Mike Moore.
That'll kill you if you're a coach. I mean, it's just like...
Basically in Strathaven territory to start things, and now you're back at your 35. After your offense needed a spark after going three and out, this one hurts.
Yep. No doubt about it. You know, we say it all the time every year. You got to check your emotions at the door. It's an emotional game. But you got to play the whistle. You got to play the out of bounds. You can't be flying around like that.
All right. North Penn 14, Neshaminy 7. How's that for a Week 1 matchup? Neshaminy, North Penn in Week 1. Our buddies at WNPV broadcasting that one tonight. Three wide receivers to the left, and the give is to Moore straight up the middle. Panthers stand him up nicely that time. Good work by Harris and Krause. Gain of just a yard. So Mike Moore, after gashing the Panthers in the early going, knock on wood, they've held him in check. His last five carries, 4 yards, 4 yards, 0 yards, 2 yards, 1 yard. But see if the Bucks can get the pass game going. Della Priscoli, 1 out of 5 for 17 yards throwing it so far. One receiver to the right, 3 to the left. Back, they flood it to this near side. Fire complete to Grebe at the 35. Dances outside, has a little bit of a lane, and carries a man out near the first down marker. We'll see. Ibo Pio rides him down, but Grebe, I think, is going to have enough for a first down. Give him 9 on his second catch of the night. 26 yards, all in the hands of number 4, Andrew Grebe. And that will move the sticks. They'll spot it right at the 45-yard line of Innerborough with 4:59 to play here in the first half.
There we go.
Panthers hosting Lower Marion next week. Pencrest on the road at Pencrest after that. But here, still plenty of football to be had. 15-8 Strathaven on top here late in the second quarter. Three wide receivers bunched to the left of the near side. Delaware Scully looking to the far side. There go out and up. Out there is a man. Convery and is incomplete, just out of his reach.
That was a
Arian
good pass.
Ford on his back hip, but boy, that was a near miss there for the Bucks.
Had his man beat by a step or a step and a half, and you know, the receiver accelerated dramatically when the ball was in the air and left P.O. Was P.O. defending him?
No, it was Arian Ford over
Ford,
there.
And left him by about a foot and a step and a half.
Like the call. You know, they bunch everything to this near side, to the short side of the field. Panthers overloaded on this side. They've only thrown to that side thus far, and then they go to the open side to isolate Convery, probably their fastest player. I formation they give on the draw is to Moore with running room across the 50, 45, first down and Moore. Corey Harris bangs him down, but not before he picks up the Panther 41-yard line. Gain of 14 more, and like I said, knock on wood, right? Panthers had kept him in check for five carries. Not that time.
You're not going to keep him in check that often. You got to hopefully get opportunistic moments where you can, you know, force the fourth down and get out of it. But
yeah, Luke Healy also in on that last tackle with Harris.
You know, they're getting close to him, but boy, he's just too tough a running back to bring down that easily.
He dots the I formation again. Two receivers to the right. They give it to Moore one more time, looking for him off the left side this time. Wilson and Corey Harris ride him down at the 38. This Corey Harris, first-year starter, John Wilson, just moved here from New Jersey. And so a couple of new Panthers making the stop that time. Second down and six. Moore up to 66 yards now on 11 carries. Clock ticks, 403, 402 and counting to play before halftime. Tim Convery split to the right. Tight end to the left is Udawenko. I formation again dotted by Moore, and they give a little option look, toss out to Moore, and he cuts inside for a few. Going to be a few yards shy of the first down here, but a lunge will get him down to the 33. Oh, they're going to give him the 32. Bring up third down and just one. So give him five before Evan Blake wrapped him up. Clock ticks. 3:30, 3:29 and counting here in the first half. Try to keep you posted on other scores as we get them in week one of the high school season around here in southeastern Pennsylvania. 33-0 Sun Valley all over Pencrest.
Mm-hmm.
Here on third and one, hard count from Delbert Scully. Give us to the fullback straight up the middle, and a first down picked up by number eight. That's Shane Langston. He's been doing a lot of the dirty work, just lead blocking for most of the night here. He takes it to the 27-yard line, gain of five for Langston on his second carry of the night. And it'll bring up first and 10.
Eight.
Three minutes to play and counting to play here in the first half. Panther defense trying to hold up. They lead it by 7, 15-8. Again, bunched formation, a little counter to the near side is. And
all
Ethan
right.
Belleville says no. Wow, giving a little bit of ground was Andrew Grieve, and he's regretting that now as 44 jumped all over him. Belleville with 16 tackles for loss a year ago, gets his first one of this year, all the way back to the 33.
Yeah, six-yard loss.
Second down and 16 upcoming.
Well, they needed that or a turnover, so let's hope they can force this issue now and go into the half with a bit of a lead. Oh, timeout.
Timeout here with 2:22 to play here before halftime. First timeout for either team, and the Panther defense catches a breather. We will, too. Be back in 30 seconds. Exciting football here in the early going. Glad you're with us. Live or on the archive here on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field here in Wallingford. 15-8. Strathaven on top here with 2:22 to play before halftime. Extended timeouts granted by the officials for both teams so the kids can have enough water and so forth. At last, we heard Harriton was on top of Valley Forge 7-0. Upper Moreland 7, William Tennant 0. 14-0 Marple Newtown over Kip DuBois. We mentioned already 33-0 Sun Valley all over Pencrest. thus far. We're trying to get a Springfield Delco Glenn Mills score. We'll see what we can do here shortly. But now, second and 16 from the 33, Innerborough trying to get something going here. Split end to the left side, and they go with an option pass, looking to throw it. The lefty deep down the near sideline, coming back to the football, and incomplete, nearly intercepted by Jais Davis. Tim Convery, the lefty, looking to throw it deep to the down the sideline to Udawenko. Panthers had it covered well and nearly had themselves a turnover.
What was the number of the throw of the passer?
Convery on the throw. A little trickery there, but Panthers had a chance for a turnover and couldn't quite come up with it as the ball was underthrown at the goal line. So, third and 16. Panthers have had trouble getting off the field on third down, frankly. So now, under center is Della Prescoli. Two receivers to his right. Back to pass. Looking. Has time. Steps up. Fires deep down the middle. Has a man out there. And it is juggled and incomplete. Nearly intercepted by Ebo Pio in the end zone.
He was better off not intercepting it because it was fourth down.
No, it's fourth down now.
Oh, it's fourth down
They're
now.
They're
going
to get another shot at it. So
darn,
the Panthers have had two passes nearly intercepted. Pio could not haul it in about 5 yards deep in the end zone as the ball was overthrown. Good coverage. Really good coverage. But the Panther pass rush needs to find a way to get to Della Prescoli here. Fourth and 16. Too long for a 51-yard field goal.
Yeah, that would be pretty impressive.
So they will tee it up and see if they can rip off 16 yards in some way or another. Checked into the game is number 32. I would guess for pass blocking purposes, Marquise Byrd. And now here, timeout, Innerborough.
Right,
yeah, they were running out of play clock, I believe. So Coach Lennox, with just over 2 minutes to play here before halftime, will have another talk, just his second timeout of this first half. So speaking of halftime, Mike, you'll have Pete Fulginetti chatting it up, I'm sure.
We'll do the Pete Fulginetti. We may have a guest. We're not too sure what that's all about. And we're going to have to wing this guest because we just kind of heard a rumor about it. And,
okay.
You know, generally when we interview people, we know who they are. So this is the Delco, was it all – what's tonight? A special night is considered a kickoff for the Delco All-Stars? Delco
yes, it's
Hall of Fame type thing?
Yeah, we will find out the details. But we will. Like I said, we'll find out the details.
But in the meantime, and the band's here in 1% strength, but it's nice to have me here. I've been advocating, 20, 30 kids come in here and just play horns and stuff. And they did it finally, so that was very nice.
Very cool to have these guys out here, and we'll see what the Bucks can come up with here. Fourth and 16 from the 33, and now timeout Strathaven as they wanted to see the look. Two wide receivers to either side in the shotgun, and Coach Clancy blows the whistle to say, "Hey, let's talk it over. Make sure that all bases are covered here."
You know, we don't see a lot of this happen with Clancy, and I'm glad to see, use the timeout. You got 2 minutes left in the half. You got a timeout. What are you going to use it for?
Yeah.
Use it for this.
It's a big play. I mean, if you can get an incompletion here and now you have the ball with two timeouts from your own 33, tack one on some kind of points here before halftime. Get the football back after halftime.
Right, I could put this whole thing away if you could score on that.
If you can turn this into a two-score game before halftime, this would be a huge, huge plus.
Right.
But in the meantime, Upper Marion and Radnor tied at 7. Sean Malarkey.
We have Upper Marion coming into Lower Marion's coming in here next week.
Yep. Lower Marion,
so much out of it.
Yeah, right into the Central League schedule
tonight. In my defense, we went to the Little League World Series yesterday. Drove up for the first game. It's a 3.5-hour drive. Stayed there for two games. Left there at around 9:30. Didn't get home till 1 o'clock in the morning. But it was worth every minute of it.
Yep.
Every minute of it. What a great facility and event.
Different look now. Convery split to the far side. Three receivers bunched to the near side. Della Prescoli probably going to look to his right and does. Rolling to his right now. Heavy pressure from Belleville. Scrambling away. Belleville's got him by the shoulder pads and slings him down. Down he goes.
That's a flag.
Back to the 48. And they're going to call either intentional grounding or are they going to call an incomplete pass? If they say incomplete pass, that's a huge heads-up play from Della Prescoli because he would have lost about 15 more yards. So Belleville either has a sack or a pressure, but we'll see where they spot this. All right. Either way, huge positive play for the Panthers. Panther defense holds up, and now the offense will get a crack at it with 1:56 to play.
If it's intentional grounding, it lost it down, so they'll just mark off the yard.
So if they put this down, intentional grounding is the call, and if they it's a loss of down. So the Panthers have the football, but is this a spot foul? Will they put it down at the 48 where the penalty occurred? If they put it at the 48, oh, wow, and from they're going to march it off from, yeah. Wow, this is going to be a spot foul. Belleville had him all but sacked at the 48-yard line. The 5-yard penalty now pushes it to the Innerborough side of the field. Panthers football, first and 10 from the 47. Ethan Belleville with two huge plays in that drive. First and 10, Panthers going left to right here and trying to put another score on the board here before halftime. They have yet to put the ball in the air here in the first half. Fisher's under center with two tight ends in front of him. Again, nine men in the box here for the Bucks. On first down, play fake. Fisher looking, fires to the near side. It's caught by Belleville out in the flat. Stiff arm, 45, 35, 30. Belleville up the near sideline, 15, 10, and banged out of bounds. Belleville is going to get knocked out of bounds. And another late hit inside the 10. And the Panthers answer with a huge play. Result of the play takes it to the 11-yard line. Give Belleville 36 on the catch and run. Right on target on that flat route was Fisher. Considering he hasn't thrown the ball since about, 6:30 tonight?
Right.
First pass of the game comes up big. They're going to go half the distance to the goal line after the late hit here, so the Panthers will be first and goal to go at about the 5.5. And leading 15-8, Panthers, if I'm Coach Clancy, you almost don't want to score too quickly.
Yeah.
Not to assume that you're just going to score easily, but, boy.
So where are they, the 5 or 6?
They're going to put this just outside the 5, first and goal to go. Hussein in the backfield alongside of John Prochniak. They give it to Hussein off the left side. He's going to push his way. Ball is out. He fumbles the football, and it is recovered by Innerborough. And, boy, didn't I say not to assume that you would just score, but Hussein has it stripped, and a big, big play from the Innerborough defense.
Do we know who got it?
Number 3 on the recovery. That's Michael Wittorf. Wittorf on the recover. And Hussein has his first fumble of the season. Come at a really tough time there. Boy, three yards from a 2-score game. Well, can the Panthers come up with a stop here? If you come up with a big play here, only one timeout for Innerborough. Panthers still have 2 in their back pocket. So if you can get a stop or a turnover, see what happens. But my guess is you're going to turn it and hand it to 34 and see what you can do if you're the Bucks here.
Well, they may
dotting
go for
the I is, and it is Moore, and he is going to run off that right side, and the Panthers are waiting for him. Nice work. Moore for maybe a yard, and that's about it. Timeout Strathaven. 1:31 to play here before halftime.
This has been interesting.
Oh, absolutely. And some mistakes from both teams.
This is where I make my plug. Guys, you know, if you're sitting at home listening to this, as much as we love you doing that, you really got to come out to a game. It doesn't have to be a Strathaven game, any high school game in your area. It's $5 to get in. Concession prices are outstanding. No parking. Lots of parking and no charge. I mean, it's just a great event to go to. It's a couple hours. You're close to home. Watch a great game, hopefully a great game anyway. Lots of color with the cheerleaders and the bands and, you know, entertainment at halftime. It's just a great event. Come out and see your high school team. And if you're a senior, most school districts offer a free pass to seniors over 65 who are in the district to their local high school games. So take advantage of it. It's great. We want to fill the stands. And as much as we love you listening to this, go to a game and come back and listen on the archives. It means the same thing to us.
Crowd starting to fill up, actually, all things considered. It was sparse, closer to kickoff time, but pretty good crowd starting to fill in now. 1:31 to play here in the first half. Second down and call it 9 for Innerborough from their own 4-yard line. Panthers trying to keep the horses in the barn here. Quick fullback trap, and the Panthers ready for it, and really no gain.
Who ran that?
It looked like, who was that getting up out of the pile? Was that 6 again? Or, I'm sorry, 8.
Eight.
Okay. 8. One more time. That was Langston.
Okay.
So no gain. Panthers use their third and final timeout. 1:25 to play before half. Third down and 9. Just a yard for Langston. 3 carries for 8 yards for him. Mike Moore, unofficially 13 carries for 72 for the Bucks. Della Priscoli with 3 carries for 17 yards and the touchdown. So the Panthers, remember now, will still get the football back
right
to start the second half. But
and Pete and I talked about during the halftime show. Yeah. That'll, you know, there's a whole formula. We go through it every week.
Right. You know, here's the way it's got to work.
But they will have to hurry here. If you can get a stop here on third down, Coach Lennox probably milks the clock for as long as he can, punts the ball away, and then the Panthers are in hurry-up mode to try to score before half. But we'll see what happens. All right. First, you got to stop third and 9. It's not been easy for the Panthers tonight, but they've had a couple of big plays on defense recently. So all right.
See how aggressive Innerborough is.
2 wide receivers to the right, 1 to the left. I formation behind Della Priscoli. They give it to Moore off the right side, and he's into the secondary. Spins his way near first down yardage. We'll see. Very close to a first down. They're going to stop the clock momentarily.
I only made it.
We'll see. It's going to be close enough that the officials have to look. Near the 13, I think he's a yard short. Nope, they're going to give it to him.
Wow.
Gain of 9 and a first down for the Bucks. And, boy, that one stings for the Panthers. Not likely now to get the ball back. But, hey, we've seen stranger things now with turnovers and who knows what else. 110, 109 and counting to play before halftime. Panthers still lead 15-8. Had a chance to put more on the board moments ago, but a fumble inside the 5 squashed that. Now Innerborough will take its time. 56.
Think you're going to take a
55.
Knee
55. Doesn't look like it. They might still take their shots downfield here or see if Moore can break one. Now they're going to give it to Moore straight up the middle, and he is into the secondary. Look at him go. Across the 30. Carrying tacklers to the 32-yard line, 34-yard line. So Moore takes 21 more yards, and he's over 100 for the game already. 15 carries, 102 yards for the senior, and Innerborough has now used their last timeout. Prochniak and Blake on the stop. Dowdy checks out. Corey Harris checks in. Panthers out of timeouts. Innerborough out of timeouts with 39.8 left on the clock. So now you've given yourself some breathing room. And now Convery might be the fastest kid on the field. Do you take your shot or do you spread him out again and try to give Moore some running lanes and take another 15 or 20 yards?
Well,
at this
rate? I mean, it's of course, you know, putting another 60 yards or 40 yards at this stage of the game on the rushing record doesn't get you in the end zone. So they may have to throw, but I think they're a little concerned about their throwing game right now. It just hasn't been. Certainly, quarterback's got an arm, and he's been reasonably accurate. But they tried the gimmick play down towards the end zone, and that just was just kind of a weak throw. That didn't work out very well, and it was extremely well covered. Here we go.
First and 10 from the 34, Della Priscoli in the gun. Back to pass, looking, firing to the right side, and incomplete, looking down the seam for Andrew Grebe. John Wilson in coverage, along with Jake Fisher, who's checked in there at in the secondary, we'll call it. Second down and 10. Fisher into the game. Again, it's always, Panthers always holding their breath, coaching staff saying.
I've got passes. I got 9 attempts, 2 completions.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What I have.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Fisher into the game at safety alongside of Ebo Pio. Second down and 10 from the 34. Again, same formation. 2 receivers either side. Della Priscoli in the gun. Looking. Has time. Fires short on a crossing route, and Evan Blake is there to wrap up Grebe immediately. Prochniak on his back as well. Clock ticks. 25 seconds, 24 seconds as it goes out to the 39. Gain of 5 yards. Third down and 5 upcoming. Innerborough needs to hurry. Clock ticks on them. 16, 15. Della Priscoli brings in the play. He's under center. And back, fires to the outside, and is caught by Grebe again, who dives for the sideline, and it is stop the clock with 7.7 seconds left. So Grebe, his 4th catch of the game, goes for just 3 yards, but again, effective there in stopping the clock. 4 catches, 34 yards for Grebe.
Well, if he's going to go deep, he's got one more play.
Yeah. That's probably the idea. See how far he can throw it.
Yep.
Panthers need to get a pass rush here. See if they can get Corey Harris or Belleville coming in off the edge. Split wide to the far side is Mike Widorf. He recovered the fumble moments ago. Two receivers back to pass, looking. They throw a screen underneath, incomplete, oh. Looking for Moore. It's not a bad idea either.
Nope.
Screen and see if you can get him with a head of steam into the secondary.
I thought
so
there
now,
was a
fourth down.
I thought Innerbro jumped a little bit. I was surprised there wasn't a flag.
So fourth down and three.
That was fourth down.
I'm sorry. Yep, that was fourth down.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, so the Panthers now, 4 seconds left.
Yeah, well, you go in the end zone,
from the 42. Fisher checks in with a split end to the near side. That's Jaiis Davis. Tight end to the far side is Evan Blake. First time we don't see nine men in the box. Back to pass is Fisher. Looking. He's going to step away from pressure momentarily. Flag on the play. We'll see. If this is on the defense, they'll get another shot. But Fisher slung down at the 41. At the 39. So gain of three on what might be the final play of the half. Face mask on the defense.
Whoa.
And so this will get them an untimed play here. Panthers are going to be able to huddle and talk things over here.
And where's the penalty from? The spot of the ball?
This will be tacked onto the end of the run, I believe.
Yeah, right.
So, all right. So this is going to be face mask of the 5-yard variety. Untimed play. 5-yard penalty will put it at the Innerborough 35. So Fisher runs for 3 yards. He has 19 on 3 carries and a rushing touchdown. So from the 35, now Innerborough is going to line up 4 guys super deep, and the Panthers will try the Hail Mary. Belleville split to the right, Jaiis Davis to the left. They rush 4. Fisher's back, looking. Under pressure, steps away from 1 man, 2 men, still going to be wrapped up and sacked there. Number 72 on the stop to end the first half. That's Ricky Neal on the sack at the 35. Well, no sack, actually, no gain on the play.
Yeah, right,
but
right.
At any rate, Panthers have to feel good, leading by 7. Could they feel better? Yep, there's been some points left on the board, but have to feel good knowing they're getting the football back to start the second half, and we'll be back in just a few moments with the halftime guest, Pete Fulgenetti, and a whole lot more. So stick with us. We'll try to round up some scores from elsewhere around District 1, District 12, but glad you're listening live or on the archive with us on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
The wonderful Innitt's Wathmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Innitt's Wathmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulgenetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by
Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital,
Think Rothman first. Run again, play again.
Welcome back to the second half of the game. We're at halftime right now at George L. King Field in Wallingford, Pennsylvania, where the score is your Strathaven Panthers 15, Interboro Buccaneers 8. It's been a good back-and-forth game. Defense was kind of falling apart. Then it started to tighten up. Typical first-game type sloppiness in some cases for both teams. Some penalties shouldn't happen. But other than that, it's been a good game. If you're in the area, come in. We've got plenty of seats left. And in the meantime, at halftime, this particular game is being, John, what is it, like promoted or sponsored?
Well,
by
we're sponsoring the game.
Okay, yes, sponsoring the game. From Delcor, the Delco Hall of Fame, and this is John Leary, who is the
president.
I figured that.
Right.
And he's here. What they do is they promote the game, and then at the end of the game they will pick.
We pick a most valuable player for each team, right, and we award $250 scholarship to each school general scholarship fund.
Cool.
In that player's name. Yes.
Oh, great. And you how long have you guys been doing this?
This is our fourth year.
Okay.
And we try to showcase two county teams, and this is, as I said, this is our fourth year. We started off with Glen Mills and Ridley. That was our first one, and then we went to Upper Darby, Bonner, and then last year was Haverford, Chester, and then this year we're here.
Now, is there a Hall of Fame somewhere, a building or a museum-type thing, or is
it just more of an
organization?
It's the organization,
okay,
and a lot of our memorabilia and all is at the museum in
Sports Legends.
Sports Legends, yes.
Right, okay,
yes.
Great. Which is a free operation up in Radnor.
Yes,
and
yes.
So you can go to that. They're open 6 days a week, so that works out real well.
Absolutely.
So that's great. It's really neat to learn some of the people that come from this area that were sports phenomenons, and you know, we tend to forget, particularly in high school ball, you know, once the parents go on,
yep, absolutely,
who are they? So
absolutely,
so it's,
well,
nice to remember them.
That's what we wanted to give back to the community. We want to get involved, and we thought that the kickoff classic was a perfect chance to do that for and showcase good high school football that's
right,
played,
sure,
in Delaware County.
We believe in good high school,
absolutely,
football. We believe,
absolutely,
in bad high school football.
Well.
We believe in any high school football. So do you guys have a website?
Yes, DelcoHallOfFame.org.
There you go. Easy enough to remember.
And all you have to do, if you know somebody that you think is worthy of induction into our Hall of Fame, you just have to go onto the website. There's a form. You can hit it, fill out the form, and then our committee will do the rest.
Okay, and I'm assuming you're willing to accept donations and sponsorships and,
absolutely,
stuff like that?
Absolutely.
See how I segue into
that? I appreciate that.
All right, well, it's a good organization. They're here tonight to present they get a couple of nice little awards for the MVPs, which is always a great thrill for high school players. You can't give high school players enough awards as far as I'm concerned. So, and particularly on these hot nights when they have to come out and play ball. But we got a cool one, actually, tonight.
Yeah,
it's
very nice. Very nice.
You're
night.
In a long-sleeve shirt.
Good ball game.
I don't know what that's all
it's
about.
A good ball game.
Okay. So, very good. Well, we appreciate you coming by. And that's Delaware County Hall of Fame. And they've got a website, which we talked about. And they accept donations. And a lot of their memorabilia is up at Sports Legends in Radnor. So, it's a great place to visit. Also, free admission up there. So, give it a look and take a look. Learn a little bit about high school. Well, all sports, actually, but certainly
all
high
sports.
School sports,
right,
in Delaware County. So,
okay,
we appreciate your time. Thanks
thank
so
you
much.
Very much.
We'll be back in just a couple of minutes to talk to Pete about the halftime. Stay tuned. You're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball. Virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Okay, and welcome back. Your George L. King Field score is your Strathaven Panthers 15 and Interboro Buccaneers 8. It's been a good game, Pete. What's your thoughts? Oh, wait. Do I have you on the mic? Yeah, go ahead.
Now you're on.
Right.
Well, this has been for the first season, you know, first game of the season played basically in late summer here. It's been a very well-played game. A couple of turnovers. The one that's a killer, Mike, is the Hussein fumble down at the 3. It's 15-8. If we put that in the end zone, it becomes 22-8 with – Panthers receiving the second half kickoff. Yeah. And you could almost ice it with a drive and a score there. But now, you know, it's a one-score game. We still get the second half kickoff. But it's been a very well-played game. Most of the penalties have been for unsportsmanlike late hits.
Yeah.
But I'm really surprised with the amount of lack of offsides and the really sharp, for both teams, sharp line play.
Yeah, there was one play where I thought Interboro had jumped. But I don't think the refs are holding the flags in their pocket. I just think it's been a clean game. It's looked like a clean game. And I think the problem is a lot of the plays have been kind of interesting. You know, a lot of third and longs, and they'll go ahead and make the third and long. And that leads to a lot of frustration. And you have a player or players who are chasing the running back or chasing the receiver and are frustrated they can't catch him or he's gained so many yards, and they tend to go after him more aggressively, and then it goes out of bounds and they continue to hit. And that's what we're seeing a few. And that's a learning curve. You know, you got to take all that aggression and aggressive play and make sure that you begin, as you get close to a sideline, you've got to really kind of calm yourself and make sure that, you know, when he steps out of bounds and when you hear that whistle blow, you have got to do everything you can to
sometimes when you're going full speed and you've got to stop on a dime, that's tough.
Well, usually they don't ask you to stop on a dime, but yeah, you're right.
What I think the first half I saw, the Panthers, their defense against the pass was excellent. They really covered the pass well. The deep throws, they were beyond their men covering them deeper. They could have had a pick. P.O. had a chance there, but it went through his hands. Where I think that they got to really pick it up is their tackling. They're tackling with the short runs through the line. They're hitting the men too high. They have to go lower to the ankles.
Well, but I think the issue is with Mike Moore, number 34, who's a very powerful running, very thick guy, and I think what you're seeing is you know, the tackles they could normally make at the waist and at the upper body on somebody else are not going to fly with him.
But if you hit him at the ankle, who's going
to
go down?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. But you know, that's what they're going to have to get used to. And of course, they're controlling him a little better. You're not going to control him 100%. I mean, if he comes out of the second half with only, like, you know, 20 yards rushing, I'll be shocked. He's going to get some yards, but you got to confine it and you got to make the stops on the third downs. That's going to be the important thing to do. I've been a little upset about the tackling. Not so much about the tackling. What I've seen is a failure to contain. There were several players who had the running back contained and decided to bite inside. And, of course, you know, you can't bite inside if they're going to be able to go around you, because that's your primary defense is to keep them
around. And we have to remember, this is opening night, first game of the season in August.
And the kid's 16.
And everyone that we see out there on the field will be playing much better in 2 to 3 weeks. And it'll just go from there. But it's been a great game. For a first game, it's been excellently played. Yep. I think these two teams are very well matched. They both have a very good running attack. Interboro seems to have a little bit more in the air, but we haven't even tried the air that
well,
much.
Well, Interboro's more in the air, but they're only 4 for 12 and only for 34 yards, while Haven is 1 for 1 for 36 yards. So, you know, that was that great Zach Hussein catch and run. So, you know, I think Interboro is a little concerned about their passing game. They've attempted it. Quarterback's been off and thrown at their feet, overthrows.
The quarterback's been throwing at the feet for quite a bit. Yeah.
It's been an issue for them. Whether they can correct it in the first half or in the second half, I don't know. But I'll tell you, Interboro's got a heck of a nice running game as well. So I think they're definitely a two-headed monster in, you know, with passing and running, and I think they're going to offer a lot of offense to these guys.
I think in the second half, Mike, I think you're going to see Interboro really stick to the ground game, because they were really moving it well on the ground, controlling the ball. The times that they did turn the ball over back to us was when they were passing the ball, overthrowing the passes. You know, they were passes low, hitting the receiver at the ankle. And I think Interboro realizes if they can just keep it on the ground, because they've had success with their ground game.
Well,
and so has Haven.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would like to see Haven throw it a little more, because I think it keeps those 9 men out of the box that Brian's always talking about. You know, you see it. The only time Interboro didn't have 9 men in the box is when, in the last series of plays, when, you know, we obviously were going to throw deep and they needed to cover that. But that gives you some advantages. No, I like the way this game is shaping up, and let's hope that the wheels don't fall off for either team. They play tight all the way to the end, and Haven gets a good victory.
Now, again, we're going to talk about the third quarter kickoff, as we always do.
Right.
We have a 15-8 lead, so there's a one-score lead. We're going to receive the second half kickoff. If we can control the ball, and we always say this every week, for 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes and put a score in there, I'm not saying this game's over, but it'll certainly give them a real real good chance to win game. If we go three and out, Innerberg gets the ball, comes down and scores. Of course, they could go for two. We'll actually be behind. So this first drive is very critical, I think, for the see who wins this game.
All right, we're going to get a commercial break. And right now I know that my stepmother and her sister, Judy and Linda, are listening in Sacramento, California area. So hi out there. Hope you're having as nice a weather as we are. And we're going to be back in just a few minutes for the second half. Stay tuned and thanking our generous sponsors.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again.
Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home.
Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to George L. King Field here in Wallingford. Strathaven 15, Interbro 8 at halftime. Players starting to get stretched out here before the second half whistle. Thanks again to our halftime guests, and hope we keep things entertaining here for another couple minutes, and hopefully can keep you updated on some scores from around District 1 and District 12. We'll start with a couple of games that have gone final with some early starts today. Upper Dublin knocks off Norristown 28-7. That's gone final. At last we heard, and this is probably, this game's probably gone final. I can't promise this is the score, but the last we heard, Harrington was leading Valley Forge Military Academy 7-0.
Good for them.
In the third quarter. But that started at 5 o'clock, so I'm assuming that is over by now, but have not gotten a final score yet. Some other scores from around District 1. Pensbury 14, Academy Park 0. Long trip up to Lower Bucks County for Coach Vyshevsky and the Knights. They trail at 14-0 at the moment. Controversial call in that one, apparently. Academy Park, Skylar Phyllis reached over the goal line. They said he fumbled, didn't have control of it, and apparently a touchdown turned into a 14-point swing when it was all said and done. So Academy Park trails 14-0. Bishop Shanahan up 12-0 on Ben Franklin. Ridley trailing Father Judge at home so far, 14-7. Ridley with just 80 yards of offense in the first half. It's been tough sledding over there for Coach Wood and the Green Raiders thus far against Father Judge. Central Bucks West holding serve on their home turf. They lead Hatboro Horsham 14-0 at halftime. Kennett and Avongrove out in Southern Chester counties tied at 7. Not a surprise in this one. We joked about it during the Hero Bowl with the Marple Newtown guys about their opening week schedule.
Right.
They lead Kip DuBois 43-0 at halftime. So, again, that's Marple with a scheduling change this year, and again, they are a lot of new starters there. They certainly should have some confidence after what's going on there tonight.
Yeah, certainly let you sleep well the first night.
All right. Strathaven's opponent next week is Lower Merion, so they are on the road tonight at Chichester. Back and forth in that one. Chichester leads 21-18.
All right, good for
in that one. Lower Merion has yet to convert an extra point, but that's the difference right now. 21-18. Chichester at half. Harry S. Truman all over Methacton, 24-0 at halftime. The battle of heavyweights up in Bucks County tonight. Suburban 1 powerhouses. North Penn and Neshaminy. North Penn leads by an extra point, 14-13 at halftime. Downingtown East should be a powerhouse again this year. They lead Plymouth White Marsh 28-0. Satterton came down to Penwood tonight. Penwood leads 12-3.
Good.
And Penwood is actually dropped down to a 5A team
right.
this year
they
as
got,
well.
They got big hopes.
So, yeah, they again, considering Penwood 8-2 last year, barely squeaks into the playoffs and then gives Perk Valley, the 2-seed, all they can handle. Penwood, as a very, very small 6A last year, now drops down to 5A, should, in theory, if they play as well as they did last year, have a
top seed.
Much better chance of qualifying
yep.
for the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, but,
they
should also finish in the top 8,
absolutely.
Which means a home game. So, yeah.
Yep. Springford over CB South, a little bit of a preseason surprise right now. 14-0 at halftime. The Rams on top on the road at CB South tonight. Springfield Delco with a 90-yard interception return late in the first half. They lead Glenn Mills 21-6.
Okay.
So Glenn Mills was ready to tie that game up, and then it goes 90 yards the other way with a defensive touchdown. So Springfield Delco on top there. Sun Valley 40, Pencrest 7. Sun Valley with nearly 400 yards of offense, 0 negative plays in the first half. Unionville trailing Garnet Valley 21-3. So that's halftime as well. Garnet Valley holding serve at their home field tonight. Upper Darby has tied Bonner Prendy 7-7. Bonner Prendy, wow. with 20 seconds left in the half, had the ball at their 14-yard line with the ball after stopping Upper Darby and then snapped it over the quarterback's head.
Oh.
Upper Darby recovers for a touchdown. 7-7 is where they stand at halftime. Ugh. Radnor has punched two quick second quarter scores in on Upper Merion. 21-7, Radnor over Upper Merion.
Well, good for Radnor.
Boyertown 30, Upper Perk nothing. Pottsgrove trails West Catholic 6-0. Westchester East 14, Council Rock North 7, Upper Moreland leading William Tennant 7-0, and an earlier final today, Archbishop Carroll knocks off Olney Charter 42-8. So that's from everywhere around District 1 and District 12, but here we've got some, well, at least 24 good minutes of football to be played, and the way these teams are going at it, maybe the last team that has the ball ends up on top
yep.
here. Back and forth they've gone. Panthers had a chance to go up by two scores late in the half. A turnover inside the five hurt that chance. But 15-8, Panthers with the lead and about to get the football off the foot of Jordan Howe. Wouldn't shock me to see the Bucks try something crazy here. Hey. Maybe the onside kick. They muddle huddle. He approaches quickly, and they fake the onside kick. Panthers were waiting for it, but all right, we'll see. Arion Ford stands deep with Pio and Belleville deep to return. Howe, end-over-end kick. This is going to come down to Belleville at about the 18-yard line. Looking for a room here, on a wedge on the near side, and he's cut down almost immediately. Nice tackle there by number 23, Evan Sorrentino. So Belleville stopped at about the 27-yard line is where they'll put it down. And Jake Fisher brings the offense out. Fisher 1-for-1 throwing it in the first half, a 36-yard completion to Ethan Belleville. Belleville had 8 yards. I love the theme music.
Yeah.
I can dig it. So Belleville with 8 yards rushing the first half. Hussein with 75. He is the fullback. Again, 9-8 men in the box here for inner row to start things. It's off the left side. This is Hussein running through an arm tackle across the 30 to the 34-yard line. Good first down play, gain of six for, give him seven, actually. It brings up second down and three. So Zach Hussein, 10 carries in that first half, nine carries in the first half, rather. So he should be fresh. He was a guy who was, at moments last year, carrying it, you know, up near 30 times in a game. So if the Panthers can get that push off the left side, then have at it. Fisher under center on second and three. From the 34, this is Pio off the right side. He's got some room into the secondary. First down, and he spins his way across the 40.
Nice run.
Evo Pio, good, tough running for seven more. Pio, eight carries, 35 yards, and the second Panther touchdown of the night.
You know, Pio likes to do a little bit of dancing when he runs. He thinks he break around it. But, boy, that was just straight out, and he went exactly where he's supposed to go, and he got the yard. So yep. Good for him. You know, that's what you want to see.
Same formation, two tight ends, wing to the right is Belleville. They give it off the left side, and Hussein is met immediately this time. Krause had his hands full there with number 83 blasting in. That's Sammy Mufti.
That's a loss.
They're going to lose back to the 40, so brings up second down and 11. So not much doing there. Good work by Mufti, just getting off the ball quickly. 10:35 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Panthers lead it 15-8 and trying to get some momentum here to start this second half. Same formation, Arian Ford, tight end to the left, Blake to the right. Play fake, back to passes. Fisher, he has time. It's a little quarterback sweep here. He's looking for room and not going to find much. Takes a heavy hit, but knocked out by a host of tacklers. Number 20 leading the way there is Vince Kolodner. So maybe a gain of three and brings up third down and eight. Almost like a designed run, not too much out in the pattern there, and slow developing that time. So the ball spotted out at the Panther 43 here. They'll snap from the left hash. Chris Tagliaterra in at left guard. Do not see number 50 Zach Lesher in there right now. Split end to the right. And they give to the left side. This is, and the ball came out and a scramble for it here. Panthers don't see it, but Interbro's on it again. I think. Well, yep. At the 50-yard line. On top of it is number six, James Owodenko. Right at the end of the run, Hussein fighting for that extra yard. Loses the football for the second time tonight. Well, something to be said for fighting for the extra yardage.
Yep.
But now Interboro, trailing by seven, has the football first and 10 at the 50-yard line. So Hussein, tough going right there. Two tight end set for the first time here, and now flags, and I think they get a flinch here from the Bucks.
Yep.
False start's going to turn it to first and 15. So again, sloppy game. Both teams, well, it's August, right?
Yep.
It's August
first
football.
Game, yep.
And it's just one of those things where you'd say, boy, Panthers aren't prone to turnovers typically. Had two costly ones tonight. Bucks, sloppy penalties, left and right, have hurt them multiple times here.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that Interboro, at least in the second fumble by Hussein, was absolutely grabbing at the ball.
Oh, yeah.
So he's going to have to keep that in mind if he's going to try to get an extra yard.
Convery split to the left, rather. Three receivers bunched to the right. They give us to Moore straight up the middle, and there to meet him is Healy, but he goes for a ride, and Moore carries him for 7 yards on his 16th carry of the evening. Second down and eight. So Panthers defense will just they have to know where 34 is and where he's going, and
yep.
Then it's a matter of bringing him to the ground.
Well, they keep grabbing him at the waist and the shoulders, and that's just not going to be a successful formula. If that's where you find yourself on first contact, slide down and grab the legs.
Academy Park has bounced back. They lead 20-14 now over Pensbury.
Really?
Here, second and eight, Delapriscoli wants to throw it. Out to the left side, complete to Convery. He's one-on-one out there, and he goes under Arian Ford. Fakes high and dives low and pushes forward down near the first down marker, and they will spot it at the 40. Gain of eight and a first down. First catch of the night for Tim Convery. 5 for 13 now for Della Priscoli throwing it. First catch for Convery. The other four have gone to Andrew Grebe for the other 34 yards. 9:05, 9:04 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Bucks trailing Strathaven 15-8, but on the move after the Panthers' second turnover of the night. Split to the near side. Right of the formation is Convery. They bunch three to the left again. Delper Scully's going to keep it himself. Right up the middle he goes. Belleville did well to turn him inside, right into the arms of Prochniak. Good defense there by the Panthers all around. Gain of two for Delper Scully brings up second down. And eight upcoming. I have to check out the schedule coming up. I meant to look at that at halftime for Interbro. Left my my schedule in the car, like the league-wide schedule.
Ah, right.
Or Delaware County-wide, I should say. So thanks to the Daily Times for putting that out again this week. Second and eight. Give is off the left side to Moore, and he's wrapped up there. Good stand up front there. Healy, yep, and Prochniak on the stop. Panthers hold their ground well that time with Krause and friends. Forward progress to the 36. So it brings up third down and six. And again, likely four down territory at this point. Right?
Absolutely.
Panthers need two more plays here.
That's why you really want to make these kind of stops on the other end of the field so they have to punt.
All right. I formation. Motion man is Grebe to the left. They run to that left side, and Moore collapsed. Oh, boy, the line just did a great job over there. Moore untouched across the 30, and then a shoestring tackle saves a touchdown. Moore to the 29, gain of seven, and a first down. They send Grebe to that. They motion him to that side, and, boy, he cracked back pretty nicely there and got help from the left tackle. Big block. Official timeout for
an injury.
Okay. Did not see who this.
No, he's on the ground.
Who this is, and not. It's an Interboro player who we usually don't speculate on injuries, but the hope here is a cramp, as you look at what the trainer's doing to stretch out a leg here. So, with that in mind, we'll take a short time out as the players get a water break and hope for the best for the injured Buck on the far sideline. Be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Reese. It's been a while since we've seen him. We hope he's enjoying his retirement.
And we certainly appreciate him tagging that line for us, which we'll use forever.
Yeah. I think he's back down in Texas, actually, from what I remember. This is Andrew Grebe,
who's hobbling off here,
and that could be a costly miss here for the Bucks, offense and defensively especially. But at any rate, Bucks on the move here, first and 10 at the Panther 29-yard line. From the left hash as they move left to right here in the third quarter. Garnet Valley has extended their lead over Unionville, 28-3 now.
Really, over Unionville? Wow.
Yep. Unionville lost a ton to graduation, but Garnet Valley's reloaded once again.
Yes, well, we don't have to play them this year, so that's
good. That's right. First and 10 from the 29, split end to the right, motion man to the left, and the quick hit on the fullback. Right up the middle goes Langston and right into the arms of Ryan Krause. Maybe a yard if they're generous. I don't think they will be, actually. No gain call it for Langston on his fourth carry of the evening. Krause on the stop. Second down and 10. Right. Checking into the game now is Evan Sorrentino, who sees a lot of time in the defensive backfield, but he replaces Grebe, who's off with the injury. Mike Widorf checks in, the sophomore. Split end to the right here. Three receivers to the right, one to the left is Convery. On second and 10, they give it to Moore off left tackle. Prochniak waiting for him, but still, Moore pushing the pile. Good strength there from number 34 in white. Down to the 25-yard line. Brings up third down and six. Krause at the bottom of the pile as well. So we'll see how Coach Lennox calls it here. Third down and six from the Panther 25. Probably two shots at it here. Wilson also in on that stop. 19 carries, 122 yards for Moore. He's lined up on the right hip of Della Prescoli, who's in the gun. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. And Della Prescoli is back, looking, firing to this near sideline, has Convery out here, makes the catch, spins away momentarily, and dances away from two tacklers, three tacklers, carrying people inside the 10, down to the 6 for a gain of 19.
You know, Pete had mentioned the tackling issues in the first half, and that is just a critical exposure. You have him, he caught the pass, tackle him, you lose him, and then it takes everybody in the group to get him down 10 yards later. Not a situation you want to see.
Convery's starting to get going now. Two catches here in this second half.
Yeah, he's 6 for 14 now for 61 yards.
Yeah, Convery on the receiving end of it. I mean, he's at 27 yards on his two catches. But, yeah, 2 for 2 in the second half, throwing it for Jared Della Prescoli. He is under center this time. I formation dotted by Mike Moore. They give it to Moore off that right side, and he is strung out pretty quickly but still leans forward inside the 5 down near the 2. Gain of 4.
Another injury?
Just too much power right now. And, yeah, there's another injury here.
Well,
all right. This is another, hopefully, just a cramping issue. But
where's he now, the 3 or the 2?
They're going to put him down at the 2. Okay. And it's one of the Bucks linemen here. So 5:04 to play here in the third quarter. And starting to see the effects of August football around here, right?
Yeah, well, so far it looks like Haven's, knock on wood, has been staying reasonably healthy. We'll see. Conditioning is everything. Of course, that doesn't mean that Innerboro isn't well conditioned, because cramps can strike anywhere.
Right.
But
so this is Ricky Neal, 72, hobbling off. One of the co-captains in offensive line and doubles on the defensive line as well. So test the depth a little bit for Coach Lennox and the Bucks. In other news around District 1, Abington Trails Northeast, 14-0. Archbishop Wood playing McDonough out of Maryland. Wood trails 14-7 in the third quarter. I'll keep you posted on that one. Second down and goal to go from the 2. I formation is given the lead, the fullback, and into the end zone for the first time tonight is Mike Moore. Well-deserved. He's carried it 21 times now. 128 yards and more into pay dirt at 4:48 here in the third quarter. Well, they just switched spots there with the fullback Langston that time, and quick hitter, 2-yard run, and now a chance to tie for the Bucks. Boy, the Panthers have to be feeling like...
Or to go ahead if they're going for two.
Well, let's see what they do here. Howe is not on the field. They are going to go for two. All right, power eye look. Grebe is back in the game. They play fake. Della Prescoli's going to keep it and walk it on in. Panthers, everybody fit a bit on the fake, and he will dance on in to the left side of the end zone untouched. Della Prescoli, naked bootleg for a two-point conversion. Panthers missed opportunities, and now they've got to bounce back. 16-15 Bucks. We'll be back in just a moment right here on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Well, welcome back to George L. King Field. Innerboro 16, Strathaven 15. Evan Blake hobbled off here, so we'll hope the best for him as well. But I don't know, Mike, time to bounce back for the Panthers here.
Boy, I tell you, they got to show some tackling, but they've also got to show some consistent offense. I mean, it's... The two fumbles are killing them, and this is a tied score where this could easily be, still leading by a touchdown under the circumstances. So it's really the Haven has shot themselves in the foot as much as anything else here.
All right. deep to return. Ebo Pio, Ethan Belleville, and Arion Ford. Howe approaches. High end over end kick. This will be Pio at the 15-yard line. Looking for room up the left hash, and he goes straight ahead across the 30, 35, speeding across the 40. And if there's going to tack on a few more yards here as well, as I think they got some fingers in the face mask. Pio out to the 41-yard line. Give him 26 on the return, and then some, I believe. Let's see what the referee will give us. I don't know if this will be the 5 or the 15-yard variety. It looks like a 5. Okay. Face mask on the tackle will give Strathaven the football at their own 47-yard line, trailing by a point. John Wilson checks in at tight end, opposite Arion Ford, as Evan Blake gets some attention on the sideline here. 4:41 to play here in the third. Strathaven, second possession of this second half. Wing to the left, Ebo Pio. Two backs behind him, and they give it to Ethan Belleville, who's going to push his way across the 50 to the 49. Gain of 4 yards. They'll take that on first down every time, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Clock ticks, 4:24 and counting to play here in the third. Penwood leading Satterton 20-10. West Catholic all over Pottsgrove, 26-7. CB West 21, Hepper Horsham nothing. Here, second down and 6 is off the left side. Hussein with room. First down and more. Covers up with two hands and tumbles down to the 39-yard line. Gain of 10 for Big Zach. 13 carries for 98 yards unofficially. Sorrentino on the stop. Checking back in for Innerboro is Mike Billups on the defensive line. Panthers break the huddle quickly. Innerboro's not even set. Fisher turns, gives it to Belleville. He's got room off the left side, runs through one tackle, spins his way across the 35 to the 30-yard line, and slung out of bounds. Good work by Belleville. I think they'll give him 8 or 9 when they put it down. Spotted at the 31, give him 8. His best run of the night, 5 carries, 20 yards for the senior halfback. And the Panthers on the move here. Good sign here for Strathaven as they're bouncing back after a tough start to this second half. Tight end to the left and right this time. Two tight ends set. Hussein bounces off one tackle, runs his way down to the 25 to the 24. 7 more and another Panther first down. He's over 100 on the night as well on his 14th carry. Some motion now. Some emotion here from the Panthers. Prochniak checks in at halfback for Belleville. He's wing to the right. Ebo Pio and Zach Hussein behind Fisher, who's under center. They give it to Pio off the right side. He gets a good block from Tagliaterra, and he's, strung out nicely. Good work there by Convery to make the stop, or Pio's going a long way. They drop him at about the 22-yard line. Gain of 3 for Ebo.
That could have been gone. I mean, he just needed one more block that he couldn't get.
Nice work there by the senior defensive back. Convery's been kind of their safety. He's their last line of defense, and why not? A free safety back there.
Yep.
Second down and 7. Panthers trailing by a point. We'll snap it from the 22-yard line. Again, 9 in the box. Panthers say we're going to run it anyway, and right just across the 20 goes Hussein for maybe just 2 that time. 3rd and 5,
yep,
upcoming. Panthers. Now this would be interesting if you had to make decisions on field goals. But I, based on what they did in the first half, I think we're in 4-down territory for most of it. I mean, they right. forego if you're going to forego a 27-yarder.
Yeah.
I would guess the same on a 37-yarder. Here we go. 3rd and 5. See if they can get something going here. Pio runs through one man, and he's going to be near first down yardage. We'll see. We will see. He's over near that far sideline and near the sticks, but I can't tell from here till they unpile. Very close. Good work there by the Panther blockers, and we've got an injured Panther over there, I think. Somebody slow to get up. Is this Tagliaterra? Not sure. Yep.
Oh, it's first down.
First down for Pio. Give him 5 on the carry, but I can't tell who this is. We've got an injury. They can't. Okay, they're heading out there now. I don't think the Panthers realize they got a man down. Is that Belleville?
I thought it was 50-something.
I can't tell. All right. Well, while they attend to it, there's a timeout on the field, and there's water break for both teams. So 2:08 to play in the third. We'll be back in 30 seconds and see what's going on there with another man down on the field. So we'll be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Injured Panther was Chris Tagliaterra, but he's got to come out of the game for a play. But that's a good sign. He's coming off under his own.
Well,
power,
the way they were working with him, it just looked like cramps. I mean, I shouldn't say just. That's very painful, but it's not a permanent injury. Hey, listen, just a quick note. You know, we're celebrating at HavenFootball.net. We're celebrating over 1 million listeners since we started this whole thing. But anyway, go ahead with the game.
All right, here we go. First and 10 from the 15. Panthers driving now, trailing by a point with 2:08 to play here in the third quarter. All right, under center is Jake Fisher. Turns, gives to Hussein off the left side. He's going to push his way inside the 15 for a gain of about 3, maybe 4 when they unpile. Hussein, 110 yards now on 16 carries. But, yeah, a million listeners, Mike. That's pretty cool.
Well, not a million listeners, a million viewers.
Viewers, all right.
We probably haven't got a million listeners, but we've got a few hundred thousand, I'll tell you that.
That's true. All right, well, whoever they are and wherever they are tonight, we're glad you're joining us. And, again, thanks to our sponsors for getting this thing going again this year. Here we go, second down and 7 from the 12. Panthers knocking on the door here. Gives to Igbo Pio off the right side. He cuts inside, and he's, again, doing a good job. And the ball came out again. Let's see here. Ball came out, and the Panthers were on it.
Okay.
Heads-up play by Zach Hussein to recover it. So ball spotted at the 10-yard line. Third down and almost 5. So give P.O. 3 on the carry. 11 carries, 46 yards, and a score for the junior.
It's actually at the 9.
All right, yep. So third and a long 4. Belleville, wing to the right. P.O. and Hussein behind Fisher. Turn, give is to Hussein, who's going to get his maybe a couple. That's it. Still going to be short of the first down. It's going to bring up fourth and maybe 2, 2.5. Well, tough sledding here. And the Panthers are going to need to get something going here. And Emmett Young's going to try for the field goal.
Really?
All right.
Well, why not?
He certainly has the distance. They just have to execute the long snap better than what they did
for the punt
before on the punt. And now, all right, Wilson's going to stay in. Goulet checks out. Belleville will snap it. Panthers may be a man short here. Delay of game. Strathaven. All right. That was a fast play clock. Now, 5 yards may not make that much of a difference here for the kicker, honestly. But frustration from this Panther sideline is they did have some confusion on the substitutions here. So, early season struggles continue with some sloppiness. Panthers trailing by 1, looking to take a lead here on a 29-yard field goal attempt from the right hash. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is long enough, and it is wide left.
Yep.
Emmett Young couldn't pound that one through. Well, no good, and Interboro takes over with 5 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 16-15 is your score. Interboro with the lead and the football at their own 15. Well, Panther defense needs a play, Mike.
Oh, boy, they need a play. They need some defense here. They need to be able to stop. Obviously, more they need to defend the pass. They really need.
They'll spot it at the 20.
At the 20. Yeah. They really need. The defense really has to step up here. A 3-and-out would be outstanding under the circumstances with good field position.
All right, here we go. Bucks trying to keep the chains moving with a one-point lead here at the 20-yard line. Motion man is Grebe. I formation, give us to Moore, and he goes next to nowhere this time. Panthers waiting for him. No gain, maybe a yard if they're generous on the final play of the third quarter. Second and nine when we come back, and the Panther defense needs to come up big for us. All right, here we go. We'll take a short timeout. Thanks again to our sponsors. Help them out as they help us out every week here on HavenFootball.net.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
End of the third quarter. Well, beginning of the fourth. Can't do anything about the mistakes tonight for Strathaven, but glad you're joining us. Strathaven trails at 16-15. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer on the color commentary, engineering, and everything else. Pete Fulginetti joining us as well with the stats and the spotting and the halftime chatter. And we've had a great game, Mike. It's been entertaining. 2 years ago, this ended up being a one-point game, came down to the final minute. Seems to be trending that way again tonight. But the Panthers have to be kicking themselves. Two turnovers and a missed field goal. Boy, there's maybe at least 10 or maybe 17 more points on the board that are missing right now.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And you know, this is the kind of thing that happens in early games, but you can't afford. They all count. They all count towards the playoffs. So a win here is important, although obviously getting into you know, 5A classification is not that difficult because there's so many teams in it. But still, you don't want to be on the low end of the totem pole and be a number, you know, 14 seed facing a number 2 or 3 seed. So you want to be on the top end of that bracket if you can, and you're only going to do it by wins. And I suspect Inter Row is going to win a few games, so there are bonus points involved and everything else. So.
Yep. Second down and almost 10 when we start the fourth quarter. Interboro will move right to left now here in the fourth. North Penn has just taken the lead on Neshaminy, 20-19 with 2 minutes left in that one. Here's second down and almost 10. Call it 9.5. Two receivers either side. Motion man, and they give on the jet sweep to Andrew Grebe, trying to stretch it out to this left side. Turns upfield, and he's trapped at about the 26-yard line, but a gain of 5 before P.O., Luke Healy, and John Wilson corral him. Grebe, 3 carries now for just 1 yard in total. But third down and 4, Panthers need a stop here.
Oh, no doubt about it. Time to gut it up.
Tilt the field and see if they can force a punt. Della Priscoli under center from the left hash. Give is to Moore straight up the middle. He's got room and nobody behind him into the secondary, and they're going to have to wrestle him down from behind, but not before he picks up the Strathaven 47. Oh, my goodness, the seas parted there. Panthers were fortunate to play catch up and drag him down. But a gain of 25 and 4, that's 29 more yards for Moore. Give him 100. Oh, my goodness, 157 for the game right now on 23 totes and a touchdown. 16-15, Interboro on top. Panthers still in good shape here, even if a touchdown, an extra point, would still keep this at a one-possession game.
Yep.
But they'd much rather be down 1 than 7 or 8. Motion man is Grebe, give us the fullback trap. Langston going nowhere this time. Good work there by Krause. Langston falls forward across the 45 to the 44 for a gain of 2. Panthers have done very well with fullback trap tonight. That is a play that has gashed them in the past against Coach Lennox's Bucks. But tonight, got to say, they've done well with that part of it. It's just the tailback that's gotten loose several times on power.
It'd be interesting to see if the Panther defense can hold these guys to make it a fourth and something, because I'm not too sure we're in four-down territory here.
On second down, a counterplay for Grebe, rather, and he's across the 40, down near first down yardage. Grebe We'll see where they spot this. I think it's going to be about a yard shy. Third and inches. Prochniak on the tackle, but nice work on the counter. That's another play they've held in check for most of the night, but not that time. 9:40, 9:39, and counting to play here in the third quarter. Panther defense on their heels a bit. Third and less than a yard for the Bucks. Grebe has bounced back from cramps very nicely here. Hard count. Panthers nearly jump. They give it to the fullback Moore straight ahead. He's going to push the pile forward, still carrying people inside the 30, down
My
to the
goodness.
27. 10 yards for Moore. So when they line him up at fullback, he's probably getting it on short yardage situations. He did on the touchdown run from 2 yards out, and there, third and inches. Why not give it to your strongest runner? Healy on the stop, but 10 yards too late there. First and 10 from the Panther 32. The Bucks on a roll here. Assistant coach Eric Hollingsworth trying to drum up something for the defense here. Panthers with 8 men in the box. Tight formation here, wing to the right. Off the left side, Moore gets a few. Belleville got a hand on him in the backfield, but Moore kept his balance and falls down to the 23. So a gain of 5 on the play. Almost 5, and now here's somebody else cramping. Is this Moore? Ooh, maybe it's not cramping. Hard to say here. All right, Moore took a big hit. I will say that, but we'll keep an eye on the Bucks leading rusher here and see what happens. Take another short timeout, be back with some score updates from elsewhere and continuation of an Interborough drive here. They're at the Panther 22 when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Interborough players still getting some attention from the training staff down on the field at the moment.
Yeah, let me go back to the HavenFootball.net numbers for our internet pages. We passed a million viewers after 16 years, whatever it was, right before the playoffs. And since the playoffs and over the off season, we've got another 250,000 viewers.
Wow.
So it's and I do update it, but, of course, there's not that much to update about. In the meantime, Mr. Moore is getting off the field under his own power with a very slight limp, but he'll probably be fine.
Let's hope. Don't want injuries for anybody, and especially in the early season here. Lots to look forward to for both teams, and namely the next 8:39 on the regulation clock here. Fourth quarter action, 16-15. Interborough on top by a point with the football at the Panther 22. Second down and call it 6. Gives the fullback Langston, and boy, they've held him in check all game. Not this time. Into the secondary he goes and into the end zone. Well, we said fullback trap and dive has been held in check all night, and sure enough, 22 yards later, Langston's in the end zone.
Right.
We just have to keep our mouths shut.
Well,
mainly me.
I think you're looking at a bit of a fatigue defense. That's part of this issue.
Yep. Langston from 22 on his sixth carry of the night. 8:20 to play here in the fourth. Jordan Howe trying to make this an 8-point ball game here. On for the extra point. 22-15 Interborough. So the Panthers, again, still in decent shape here to keep this at one score. But even this, the train kind of got, the extra point thing got started when the Panthers jumped off sides after the first touchdown of the night. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is long enough, and it is good. Interborough by 8, 23-15. We'll take a short timeout. Be back in just a moment. Bucks getting everybody involved in the offense now. Panthers have to find a way to bounce back on offense on their own. Back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. And AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape.
AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
We're still in a one-possession game here at George L. King Field, 23-15. Interborough by 8 on top of the Panthers. But Panthers, two possessions here in the second half. Fumble, missed field goal. And again, the fumble just before halftime inside the 5-yard line. Missed opportunities galore. So they're in for a battle over the next 8:20. At the very least here, to get this thing tied and possibly pull ahead. So, Mike, you mentioned fatigue defense, so need the offense staying on the field a little while here.
Yep. Well, of course, half of them are playing both ways.
So. Right, but you've made the point for years, when you're on offense and know where you're
yep.
going, and it's not
you
really
can relax
a reaction.
A little bit, yep.
It's a little more slightly different edge when it comes to that fatigue factor. Hal, ready to kick it away. End-over-end kick. Is going to come down about the 18-yard line. This is Jarris Adams, the sophomore, straight up the middle. And Jarris straight across the 40, bounces left. Jarris Adams at the midfield stripe, and down he goes there at the 48. And how's that for number 6 into the game for the first time? And Jarris Adams sparks the Panthers here in 1st and 10 at the 48-yard line. He had a spark in last weekend's scrimmage. And now the Panthers in business here, trailing by 8. They'll snap from the left hash from the Interborough 48-yard line.
All right, you got to see some good, solid offense here. Got to make some blocks.
Yep. All right, Springfield all over Glenn Mills now, 37-6. Chai still up on Lower Marion, 21-18. Here, the give on first down is Ebo Pio. Cuts up the middle, and he's going to bounce his way. Oh, ball is out again. And let's see, the Interborough's on it again.
Oh.
Third fumble of the night, lost by the Panthers. And Interborough gets the football right back at the 43-yard line.
See who got it?
Did not see who was on the recovery. I'd have to check the film on that one, but P.O.'s 5-yard run ends up in the arms of the Bucks. So, here we go. Mm-hmm. Well, the Panthers, all things considered, it is by no means over. It's still 8 minutes to go. Interborough's turned the ball over tonight, too, but boy, oh boy. This one's a little tougher to take at the moment. Give is the fullback, Langston, straight up the middle, and he's out to the 50-yard line. Same play they scored the touchdown on. They go right back to it. Gain of 7 on first down. Like you said, Mike, there's a fatigue factor perhaps here.
Particularly when you got to go right back on.
Panthers' drive lasted just one play. And now, right back at it. On the defensive side of the ball. Nose of the football on the midfield stripe. Convery split end to the right. I formation behind Della Priscoli. Wing to the right is Grebe. He motions to the left. They give to the tailback Moore, who lowers the shoulder, and he's going to be near first down yardage. Didn't get much. Didn't need much to move the sticks. They're going to give him 3 and move the chains again. 26 carries, 174 yards, and a score for Mike Moore. So for all the talk of... Boy, Coach Lennox has a second-year starting quarterback. They might throw it around a little bit. For Coach Lennox, 14 passes in a game is throwing it around, but
yeah, I was gonna
it
say,
still
they,
comes
they,
back to their basics, their they, bread and butter.
Well, and that's working for them, and they don't need the passing, although they certainly tried in the first half. They wanted to get that pass working. They don't know if they got a first down or not. They're measuring.
But, yeah, I mean, when it comes right back to it, they've done the same kind of stuff for years and years and years, and when your line is executing, you've got a strong running back. And
let's face it, if we didn't have the 3 fumbles, where would this game be?
Well, right.
I mean, and
right.
So the bottom line is that Haven definitely has a team that can contend with this, but you can't fight a team like Interborough and give up the ball 3 times, particularly in both critical situations. Who's won the game at this stage of the game as opposed to who's lost it? And that's what Haven's got to face for if it continues like this for the next 7 minutes.
Interborough on the move again here. 1st and 10 from the 47 of Strathaven.
Yeah,
Trying to update Twitter.
Here we go.
23-15. Innerborough on top. Motion man is Grebe. Go to the tailback Moore on first down off the right side. He's going to be stacked up. And ball. Okay. I thought the ball came out momentarily, but that was him just bouncing off a tackler. Gains two. And just tough, tough running. Moore is, there is no quitting that kid. Fights for every inch. 27 carries and still time for more at this rate. Second down and eight. Nose of the football on the 45. Wing to the right. Receiver to the right as well. Give us the fullback. This is Langston. He's going to run straight ahead. Still carrying tacklers. First down yards. Ball came out, I think. And now the Panthers say they're on it. Let's see who's on it. Panther football.
Who
all
got
right.
it? 33.
I think it was Luke Healy on top of it. And, boy, mistake goes right back. And with 6:21 to play, Luke Healy on top of the football. Langston fighting for extra yardage after, well, he had another 10-yard run there. And the football now at the Panther 35. And Jake Fisher in the offense back in business. Now, hold on to the football, boys.
Yeah, I tell you, if you haven't figured it out by now, that's going to be a key.
Panthers with three timeouts, trailing by eight. Two tight end set. Wing to the right is Ethan Belleville. Hussein is your fullback. They give it to Ebo Pio, looking for room off this near side, and he's going to dive forward to the 39. Gain of four. That'll get things moving in the right direction. Pio, 13 carries, 55 yards, and a score tonight. Clock will be inside of 6 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter by the time they snap it again. Fisher brings in the play. Right in between the hash marks here. Goulet over the football. Tight end to the right is Arian Ford. Blake to the left. Wing T behind Fisher. It is Hussein off the left side. Now straight up the middle, and he's going to hang on tight and tumble across the 45 to the 47-yard line. Give him eight more. 120 yards for Zach on 18 carries. Panthers put it in the air one time tonight for 36 yards to Ethan Belleville. Everything else has been on the ground. First and 10 at the 47. Fisher turns and gives Hussein again. He's going to be dropped quickly this time at the 49-yard line. Nice work there by number 8 Shane Langston, crashing in quickly. So, second down and 8. Panthers absolutely four down territory from now on here. Trailing by 8.
Yep.
Field goals won't do it. Going to need more than a couple of big plays in all likelihood. 5:02 and counting to play here in the fourth. On second down and 8, Fisher turns. Play fake, give his to P.O. on the Mustang sweep. Looking for room into his speed. 45, 30, 25, down inside the 25 to the 23. They run the Mustang. Got a great block. Great, great block from Chris Tagliaterra. And then a flag comes in late at the end of the play. And now Coach Clancy's going to get an explanation. And I think you're going to get unsportsmanlike against Strathaven. Goodness gracious. Ebo Pio takes it down to the 21-yard line. A 28-yard run, and they're going to back it up 15.
From the 30. Is the spot from the 13? 32?
No, it's from the end of the play.
That's what I thought.
Should be the end of the play.
But the flag was thrown at the 32.
Well, yeah,
it was post-play. Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. So Pio, 14 carries now for 73 yards. I'm sorry, 83 yards.
Well, he
even just 15-yard penalty marches this back to the 41.
To 36.
36, right.
Yep.
Okay. All right, Panthers first and 10, so still have some momentum there. Great call. Terrific block from the pulling guard,
yes.
Tagliaterra that time.
Terrific.
And so here we go. Panthers trailing by 8 from the 36 now. Fisher turns, gives Ebo Pio one more time. He's going to follow his blockers again and lunge and wiggle his way down to the 32. Gain of four more. Pio up to a career-high 15 carries now. Not unexpected. They're thinking he's going to get a workload this year. And now you got timeout for the official. Okay, Grebe is going to check out for an injury issue. Okay. He's walking under his own power, I believe. Yeah, he's going to make it. They won't need the trainer to help him. Let's put it that way. So good sign there. Checking in for Innerborough, Mike Widorf in the defensive backfield. Second down and six. Panthers will snap it from about the 37. I formation this time. Pio is the tailback. Zach Hussein is the fullback. Fisher under center. They give it to Pio behind Hussein, and he's going nowhere. Nothing doing there, and some stomping upstairs. Some frustrated coaches above us. Panthers just didn't get that blocked up at all. All right. Third down now. Third down and about five.
You know, this is where Innerborough's been really effective. They've really managed as the Panthers get close to stall the offensive momentum.
Yep. Panthers is trying to keep it in their hands here. Ford, tight end to the left. Blake to the right. Wing T behind Fisher, who turns. Play fake, looking, rolling. Fires back over the middle. Incomplete. Had a man open. Blake was open at the 20-yard line, and ball underthrown. Had a look there and couldn't connect. Now it's fourth and five. Fourth and, well, almost six, really. Ouch. Good pocket. They had time. Couldn't execute it. And now, what's the call on fourth and six? I might even go back to the same thing. But now Innerborough likely to expect pass here.
Yeah.
All right, what can the Panthers drum up on fourth and six? 3:33 to play in regulation. They trail by eight.
Still playing a tight in the box.
Two tight ends set. Nine in the box. Blitz coming. Fisher back, looking, under heavy pressure, throws, and it's incomplete. Incomplete hit as he threw it. Lucky to get it away as Mike Billups crashes in from behind. Pressure also from Vince Kolodner. Blitz got to Fisher. Incomplete, it falls. And the Panther defense will now need some kind of a miracle here. Well, or just three and out, and you stop the clock with your timeouts here. But some dejected young men heading towards the near sideline here. Now the defense looking to get it back. Here we go. Bucks in control now, up by eight. Timeouts in their pocket. Panthers have all three of theirs as well. Convery split end to the right. I formation dotted by Moore, who has 27 carries tonight. He'll have it for a 28th time. Straight up the middle he goes for a couple. Moore, give him about three. Brings up second down and seven. 179 yards on the night for Moore. Clock ticks. 307, 306, 305 in regulation. Panthers, many opportunities tonight. Some just didn't. Couple plays just didn't execute, but boy, three fumbles doesn't do you any favors. All right, second down and eight. Dylan Priscoli gives to Langston. He cuts back. Flag on the play. We'll see. Langston rips off about 7 yards here, but I don't know. This might be a hold. Could be coming back. It's going to stop the clock,
yep.
And it will. Ouch. Costly mistake for Innerborough as they're looking at third and short at worst, maybe even a first down to ice this. Instead, spot foul on the hold, and we'll see where they decide to march this back. All right, they're going to start marching this back from the line of scrimmage. It's going to turn into second and 17. So the clock becoming the enemy of the Panthers here, but with 2:45 left and three timeouts, I think you'd rather take the yards there. Move it back to the 23-yard line.
Well, this is where they really need to force a turnover to give themselves a shot to get into the end zone with reasonable time.
Radner on top of Upper Marion, 31-21. Here, 23-15. Innerborough on top of Strathaven. Marple Newtown still up 43-0 in the fourth. Running clock up the road. Here, 2nd and 17. It is play fake at Dela Priscoli on the bootleg. He's got Belleville in his lap, and Belleville and Evan Blake are going to say no, but then a flag comes in late. Let's see. Is this going to be a face mask? I think they might get a face mask out of this. Oh, my. Nothing malicious, I don't think.
No,
but
you know, it's just when there's that kind of scramble going on, hands go up to faces.
Face mask, 5-yard variety. Okay. So this will move it up. So instead of third and about 13, They're going to turn it into second down and 10. Ouch. Panthers catch a break with a holding call and then give it right back on another tough break trying to tackle the quarterback. Second clock ticks now. 2:12, 2:11, 2:10 and counting. All right.
At some point,
second down and 11.
Clancy's going to start calling timeout.
Yep. If he gets a stop on this play, might come right here. Della Priscoli gives on the counter. This is Grebe up the near sideline and into the secondary, and it's a foot race. 50, 45, 40. He's ridden down from behind. Good work by Arian Ford to track him down, but with 1:48 to play in regulation, Grebe may have just iced it here. Panthers still have three timeouts, but now the Bucks in business at the 37. Well, all the plays that they held in check in the first two and a half, three quarters even, I think it is a fatigue factor, Mike, because these are not plays that new. They saw them for three quarters.
Fatigue can be made worse by frustration and, playing poorly in as much as fumbles. You get close, you almost have it, you're going to take the lead.
Yep.
And, you're having trouble holding these guys. You're having trouble reading the blocks and understanding where these guys are going. And then when you get the ball and you put yourself in a good situation, you lose it. So, and of course, it's many of the same kids going both ways. So it's tough to maintain. It's not an excuse, by the way. They're going to have to get better. That's all there is to it.
Gain of 32 for Grebe on the, by far, his longest run of the night. First and 10 of the 38. Moore straight ahead on the fullback dive. He's pushed his way. Ball pops out, but right into the arms of an Interborough player. Oh, they ripped it out of Moore's hand, and it falls right into the lap of 23, Evan Sorrentino. Heads-up play by Sorrentino, but there was the break the Panthers needed, and it still landed right in the Bucks' lap. Ouch. I didn't see who forced that fumble, but that ball was in the air, waiting to be picked off and run the other way. All right, timeout, Strathaven. Football sits for Interborough. At about, where'd they mark this? About 35 or so? 36-yard line. Panthers still with two timeouts. So get a stop on second down, get a stop on third down. You can use your timeouts and then force Interborough to make a decision on fourth. But with 1:27 to play here, another first down would pretty much do it.
And to show you how it's going for Interborough, ball popped out, goes back in the back, well, not in the backfield, but behind him, and they still made 2 yards on the play.
Right. So sometimes you make your own breaks,
hey,
and sometimes
listen,
it just
sometimes
goes your
the
way.
Football gods are on your side, and sometimes they're not.
Panthers, four fumbles tonight. They've recovered one of them. The other three, Interborough's been opportunistic. Second down and about eight. They give it to Langston off the right side, and he's holding on tight with two hands now. He's at the 30-yard line. It's going to bring up third and about one and a half, maybe two. Another timeout for Strathaven. They're going to need to come up with something huge on third down and two. 1:16 to play here in regulation. Try to get you some score updates here from elsewhere. Likely have some finals here. End of regulation. North Penn to Chamonix tied at 27. They are going to overtime.
Wow.
Wow. Academy Park is driving. They trail Pennsbury 21-20, but they're at the Pennsbury 12-yard line with 2:45 left. Blairtown has gone final over Upper Perk 37-12. Avengrove beats Kennett 21-7 rather. Unionville crushed by Garnet Valley tonight 42-3. And the Jaguars have Ridley next week. Let's see. Berwick wins 42-0 over Abington Heights. Berwick highly ranked this year. They should make some noise in the postseason if all goes as expected. Here, don't worry about the postseason. Worry about this play. Third and two. Panthers need a stop. I formation. Della Priscoli keeps it himself. He's going to be close. Right over center. Quarterback dive. See when they unpile. Line judge over here seems to think he has it. They stopped the clock at least to measure. And from here, eyeballing
it. Yep,
first down. Della Priscoli needed two. He got two and a couple of inches. And he's been effective running it. Not not by design in a couple cases, but boy, he's made some things happen with his feet. Inside of a minute now. Panthers trail 23-15, and it's victory formation now for the Bucks. They'll need to snap it at least two more times. Della Prescoli waiting for the back judge to put his hand in the air. Under center, takes a snap, takes a knee. Clock ticks, 42-41. The Bucks will need to snap it one more time, and the Panthers, the drought continues on opening weekend, huh? 2014 was the last time they won on opening night, and the Bucks have made it four straight opening victories over the Panthers, dating back to 2015 now. Panthers will be right back here next week.
Yep.
Interboro will snap it one more time. 15 seconds left. Della Prescoli under center. Takes a snap, takes a knee, and they will line it up at midfield. Congrats to Coach Steve Lennox and the Bucks. 23-15, opportunistic as the Panthers put it on the ground four times tonight. The Bucks recover three of them, and that's really your difference. Panthers had chances to be up by two or three scores a couple of times. Instead, 23-15 is your final after 1 week of play. So, be back in just a moment for a quick post-game wrap. Talk a little bit about what's ahead next week and beyond. But thanks for checking in from George L. King Field. Be back in just a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Congrats to Coach Lennox and the Bucks for the fourth year in a row. Knocked off Strathaven in week one, and there is a presentation at the end of the game tonight, as we heard at halftime from the Delaware County Hall of Fame, Athletic Hall of Fame. An MVP will be selected from both teams. But in the meantime, the Panthers are going to lick their wounds after this one, saying, oh, what could have been a two-touchdown lead at halftime?
Yep.
What could have been a three-touchdown lead after the first possession of the second half? What could have been, even with all the bad that happened, what could have been a small lead after the drive stalls at the 10-yard line and the field goal goes wide? I mean, so many opportunities. But just they will find a way over the next 7 days to fix some mistakes and capitalize. The upside, they moved the ball beautifully tonight.
Yep.
Honestly.
Listen, they're going to be a powerhouse against some teams. There's going to be other teams they're going to have to fight with. But this kind of shooting yourself in the foot, that's got to stop. You know, nobody minds when you just get beat by a better team. Tonight, Interboro was the better team. But I'm not too sure that we play these guys another time. You know, if we played them next week, that we wouldn't just beat them then. It's mistake-free football. They basically played mistake-free football, other than the one fumble and a couple of inopportune penalties relative to unsportsmanlike. You know, they played a solid game, and they had some great blocking, great running skills. Moore is fabulous and will continue to be fabulous, and hopefully will stay healthy. So, you know, it's something to look forward to. We got a team, you know, hopefully Miller Marion won their game. I don't know if we got a final on that. But, you know, we'll see them next week here. Be a chance to tune up a little bit and try to not make those mistakes at the very least. So we will catch you guys next week. We're going to call it off because I'm exhausted.
I think they're going to wait. I mean, they're looking to make a presentation in midfield here. We'll wait to see who the MVPs are. I can't imagine it wouldn't be anybody but Mike Moore from the Interboro side.
Of course.
Nearly 180 yards and a touchdown. Panthers really had no answers for him. Most of the evening. For the Panthers, I don't know who your MVP is. Statistically, you know, you had two running backs with big nights, but both put the ball on the ground, and
right. We
probably both tell you, boy, you know, they wouldn't feel great about being called an MVP tonight. So, you know, again, that's not placing blame on two kids. The Panthers had many, many chances to make plays on defense and didn't. There were missed blocks. There were, you know, a number of things that could have gone better. But, again, there's 9 weeks left in the season. And Coach Clancy, if you go by what he's been saying for years, we want to get better every week.
Right.
And I thought tonight, overall, is a pretty good starting point, all things considered, football's not rolling around on the turf.
Absolutely. They had Interboro beat on they could have easily won this game.
Yep.
Had they not lost the ball like they did. They need better blocking. I still think they need to mix up a little bit. I mean, we were running face out at Interboro there, playing nine in a box. That's tough to beat, but they were accomplishing a lot that way. I think they would have had it a lot easier time if they had thrown it a few times and just lessened the pressure on themselves. Doesn't look like – I don't know what they're doing about presentation here, but there's no microphone on the ground.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, it's obviously 34 and – 32.
Is 32. Is that Prochniak or is it Fisher?
Fisher, it looks like.
Okay. All right. Jake Fisher will be the MVP for Strathaven. Mike Moore from Interboro. And, again, go check out the Delaware County Athletes Hall of Fame. That's a terrific organization. They're all set up in Radnor now. Mike, you mentioned you can go visit, right?
Absolutely.
Anytime, Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday,
yep.
It's free.
Yep.
It's a great place to go take a look. Amazing the talent we've had in this county over the years.
Not just football, everything.
That's right. Not,
every
it's
sport.
Sports of every
yep.
kind.
So, again, it's a great organization. We thank them for joining us, Mr. Healy for joining us at halftime. And, again, presentation congrats to Jake Fisher from Strathaven and Matt Moore on terrific performances tonight and for their MVP awards for the evening. And with that being said, we look forward to 7 days from now, 7 o'clock kickoff right here,
yep.
hosting Lower Marion. And, again, certainly hoping to fix a couple of mistakes and feel a whole lot better about yes. the result anyway, rather than what's on the scoreboard tonight. So thanks again to Mr. Healy for halftime, to Pete Fulgenetti for the spotting and the stats, to Pat Clancy for getting things squared away, first home game for the new athletic director, Mike Mayer doing everything else on havenfootball.net. Check out the scores and everything else on havenfootball.net. The games ahead. Brian Carroll signing out. Good night, everybody, and great
This
football.
Broadcast is copyrighted by havenfootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without havenfootball.net's consent is prohibited. This internet broadcast has been a production of havenfootball.net, Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.